Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? King, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzon. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. I got something in a decent mood today. I'm not in the best of moods. And that's what I'm having this show. I'm having this show because people are getting a little bit too goddamn sensitive. Frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people not just keeping it 100. I started this show, and you know what? I'm not even going to get into all that. I'm not even going to get into that right now because simply, I'll tell you about how I'm really feeling when I break down the synopsis of the show. All right? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm almost at my 200th episode. I've been on the air for about a year now, all right? And I've been grinding at it. It's nothing. It's what I do. People who know me, people who really know me, know that when I say I'm going to do something, when I start up a project, I try to see it through. There's only been one or two things that I haven't really seen through. And in those one or two instances, it wasn't all the way up to me. Things didn't pan out because things were not solely up to me. When things are up to me, when I'm in control of something and I am able, I see things through. You know, sometimes it may fall a little later than what I said or whatever, but I pretty much keep my word. I'm a man of my word, and I pretty much keep it 100. So what, that was the whole notion of me starting this show, starting a group on Facebook. I'm one of the people that you call a straight shooter for the most part. But, you know, sometimes here lately, I've been giving it to people like 100, and people have been feeling some type of way about it. Now, at first, you know, you have to understand that, of course, when it comes down to opinions, everybody has one just like everybody has an asshole. We all know that. We've all heard the saying, opinions are like assholes. Everybody have them. It's not that I don't value and respect people's opinions about things. Because, I do. That's what this show is all about. That's what K100 is all about. Being able to just express your opinion, say what you really feel, not to worry about offending people, stepping on people's toes. But lately, not my K100 people, but just in people in general, people that I've just been encountering in my everyday walk, and especially people on social networks, like Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, people have been getting sensitive. I try to desensitize people as much as I can, all right? Because the less sensitive that you get, the more open you can be. Politicians are the real reason why America's fucked up. But you can't really blame politicians, because politicians can't really say what they really want to say, because none of them probably would ever get elected if they did. Most of the time, they have to lie, make it sound fly, like CeeLo said. You don't want to hear the truth, you want me to lie to you, make it sound fly to you. The Nigga Experience, the second Goody Mob album, I forgot the title. Still Standing. Look it up. Anyway. Classic album. Slept on. It's just ridiculously slept on. But, and I'm going to tell the truth about some of these motherfucking artists. I'm going to tell them the truth about everything tonight. The truth. The nasty, ugly, offensive, controversial fucking truth. And I'm pulling no punches. Probably going to piss people off tonight if you are a sensitive motherfucker. You know what I mean? Now we can agree to disagree, people. That's what the show is all about. The show is all about agreeing to disagree. No one on this show is going to see everything I say as right or even necessarily the truth because they're not me. I look at the world through my set of eyes. I've been this way. I didn't used to always be this way. All right. I can tell you that. I can keep it 100 to tell you the truth. I used to be one of those people who were, you know, passive aggressive. Wanted everybody to like me. Wanted to not step on people's. I was that kind of guy. I wasn't as brash as I am now. And I definitely was not the person who just said everything that was on my mind. You know what I mean? I was raised in a household with two highly religious people, two socially conservative people, so you just didn't do it. Right? But in my adulthood and in my travels and in my experiences, I've come to realize that unless you're about to get locked the fuck up or die, there's nothing better than just keeping it 100 and telling the truth. Alright? The only time that this does not pan out good for you and you may have to not keep it 100 is when it comes down to some relationship shit, even though you don't want to base a relationship on lies, but you also don't want to just put it out there if it's unnecessary, I would say. Yeah, you're cheating. Well, you're not gonna tell your significant other when they ask you where you were at. I was getting my dick sucked. If you were getting your dick sucked. You're going to tell them you was out with your homie. And, you know, that's not the type of shit I'm talking about tonight. All right. So I don't want to take up the show, you know what I'm saying, with debating about when you should or shouldn't keep it 100 per se. That's not what I've already actually had that show. If I had that show, I had the episode when instances where you should and shouldn't keep it 100. But tonight, we're just talking about giving it to you the plain, ugly, blood, raw truth. The shit that people just don't really... The original movement, people. Anybody on the line remember the original slogan? For K100, when it was the very first K100 Facebook group before I revamped it and changed the logo and even had a logo. Say the shit other people are scared to say. That's what it said. I'm trying to hold true to my original standard. I'm trying not to flake. I'm trying not to flip-flop. I'm trying to literally keep it 100. Even though I know there are times in your life where you just simply cannot do that. I think the goal that I want to get everybody that listens to my show and participates and really is a part of my movement to understand that that's what you want to do 9.9 out of 10 times. But you're going to have that 0.10% where it's just not in your interest. It's not in the interest of your health, your freedom, for you to just fucking say the truth. And I really don't consider lying to the police not lying. I mean lying. Like, fuck the police. If you lie to the police, that's the truth. Or whatever the fuck you said to keep you out of trouble, that's the truth. If it's going to keep you from losing a marriage that's 20 years long, that's the truth. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right. But before I move on. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzon. We are, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We're on Facebook and we're on MySpace. Look us up and befriend us and like our pages on both of those. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. We're also a podcast in the podcast section up under the iTunes store. Check us out. The official website for K100 Radio right now is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That will be changing soon. I got a surprise for my real true fans and listeners. I'm going to make it more fun to check out K100. I'm upgrading this movement immensely, the internet portion of it. You guys are going to be thoroughly impressed by the end of the summer. After I'm done dropping the album, after I'm done getting on the road promoting and getting that whole movement rolling up and rolling, I'm going to play with K100 a little bit. Big plans for K100, and you guys are going to love it. I think you guys are really, it's going to help the movement, it's going to make us bigger. I say us because my people who really rock with me, it's us. It's not just me. I'm the host, no doubt. But I understand that this is bigger than just me. If you don't think that I know that, kill yourself. You haven't really been paying attention. It's just not just me. It's not just me. Even though I'm the host, it's not just me. It's a small army of us. We do this. All right? So you guys are going to be thoroughly impressed with what I'm going to do with K100 as far as the internet grind of it by the end of the summer. After we drop this album and we get out here on the streets and we make it do what it do, the next major project is going to be revamping the way K100 is presented to the people. And the Blog Talk radio show is still going to be here. This is going to be the meat and potatoes, but just get ready. Like I said, you guys are going to want to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes because, once again, you can no longer download the MP3 version from Blog Talk Radio. They stopped that. They stopped offering that as an option. So if you want to get the MP3 version of the show, you got to download iTunes, which is free, and you got to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, which is free. That's the only way you can get the MP3 version. You can still go to the Blog Talk page and listen to the show from Blog Talk Radio after the fact. The replays still play there. But if you want to literally download it and put it on your iPod or something like that, you can no longer do it from Blog Talk Radio. You have to get it from iTunes. All right? So go to iTunes up under the podcast section. Do a quick search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Before I go, pump your brakes. Artists, send me your music. K100Radio@gmail.com if you want to get it played. Also, if you want to get it played, you got to blast K100 out on your Facebook and your MySpace and your Twitter. If you don't, fuck you, I'm flushing your shit. I can't keep fucking going back and forth with you guys about this. If your music sucks, or if you don't promote K100 and show us love like we're showing you love, exposing you to the over 24,000 people that's downloaded this podcast, the people who are on the phone lines right now, the people who listen to me on the radio and the internet, the people who blast us out on, if you can't blast this show out 1 or 2 or 3 times and let the people know that you're going to be on here and let people know that I'm playing your shit, I'm not playing your shit. And it's that fucking simple. Moving right along. All right? I'm going to go ahead and jump to the synopsis of the show because we got people on the phone lines and people with their hands already raised. You feel me? All right? I'm going to go ahead and read this and I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines because today I'm a little agitated. I'm just a little agitated today. I'm going to turn the music off. And not because I don't have a reason to be. My reason is being the host of K100 means that people not keeping it 100, people being politically correct agitates me. And I've been seeing that I've been seeing a lot of that here lately for the past week or so. You know what I'm saying? So I decided, you know what? Let me remind motherfuckers why I do this. Let me remind motherfuckers who I am, what this show is about, what this movement is about. It's all about being able to say what you want to say, even if I don't agree or you don't agree with me. And it's also about keeping it 100 with yourself. All right? Now, just because you say something and I don't agree don't mean you're not keeping it 100. It just means that's how you fucking see it. So let's not confuse the two. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis for episode 192. The truth can be offensive. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines. Here we go. Episode 192. Now, like I said, I started K1 as a group first to give people a place that they can say the shit other people are scared to say. Like I said, that was the original tagline for the group. Then I started the radio show to make it easier. When I say make it easier, it's easier to voice your opinion sometimes by talking instead of sitting there typing 1,000 words on a computer or on a phone. I made it easier that way. And, you know, and I tried to incorporate some music into it. Thus, you have it where I play the artists, even though the artists are failing miserably at using this as a tool to promote themselves and get themselves out there and expand their fan base. They're taking it for granted. I'm not charging you anything, but you take your fucking music up to FM radio and see how hard it is to get it played there. I think it's more of the fact they're sleeping on how many people really listen to this shit. But fuck them, I don't need them. But anyway, the central theme remains this. Say the real truth. Just keep it 100. No matter who it offends, who doesn't agree, who thinks you're crazy, keep it fucking 100 and keep it moving. That's what this show is about. I am the anti-politically correct show. I'm the anti-Oprah. All right? That's what I like to call. I'm the anti-Oprah. All right? I'm the anti-CNN. I'm the anti-Fox News. I'm the opposite of that. It's not what I do here. All right? The nemesis to a conservative or a true liberal. If you're a conservative, you should hate me. If you're a real liberal, you should hate me. Fuck you. The truth can hurt and it can be offensive, but it can never, ever, ever really technically be the wrong answer if it's the truth. It can't be the wrong answer unless it will land you in jail or a casket. Then at that point, It's not necessarily the wrong answer. It's just not the answer you want to really give. So I'm all for offending people. Do I get a kick out of the fact that I get a rise out of people? Yeah. If I get you on this fucking show and I can get you flustered and I can get you upset, I fucking love it. I live for that shit. I'm a debater. I'm an arguer. That's what I do. I love it. Highly opinionated. All right. That's a part of my persona, and it's also a part of being the host of a radio show. All right. So it should be no one should be shocked that I get off on that. I mean, I really get off on that. Really. All right. If you step on a few toes, if you rile up a few groups, if you ruffle a few feathers, you're doing something right. So I piss people. My logo, notorious. I get so much flack from the logo, you people don't understand. You don't know. I've had people tell me, Blizzard, I could get you some sponsors and investors to change the logo. Fuck their money. I've been doing the show for a year without their help. Could the show be bigger? Could my audience be bigger? Yes, but then would it be the same? Would I have to tone it down? Could I not say fag or cracker anymore? Would that be offensive? Nigger? Bitch? You people are not paying attention. But you will know who the fuck I am and understand what I'm about before this fucking show if you don't know yet. All right? You see, if you don't do that, if you don't rile a few feathers and step on a few toes, it means you're trying to do the impossible. And pay attention, this is the impossible, people. The impossible is trying to please everybody. No one can please everybody. If you're a conservative, you piss off liberals. If you're a liberal, you piss off conservatives. If you're gay, you're proud, you piss off some people. If you're black and you're proud, you piss off some people. No one is going to please everybody. If you love real hip-hop and hate Gucci Mane, you're pissing off some people. If you love Gucci Mane and say, oh, hip-hop, is that shit is old, you're pissing off some people. It is what it is. You're trying to do the impossible feat is to please everybody. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You can't do it. No one can do it. You can't do it. It can't be done. Stop trying. It's futile. So why would I waste my time doing it? What I'm going to do is pick the people who think like me, who are in my lane, the people who keep it 100 and who simply don't give a fuck, the people who throw middle fingers up. Fuck it. Those are my people. The rest of them I don't give a shit about. I don't care if they get mad. I don't. You racially sensitive? Don't listen to my show. If you're gay and you think anything people say about gay people, don't listen to my show. If you're a woman and you don't believe in the existence of bitches and hoes, don't listen to my show. If you're a man and you don't think lames and fuck niggas exist, don't listen to my show. But if you can accept that all these things exist, I don't know, man. How could you not love it? How could you not love this? Because whether you agree with it or not, I'm going to give it to you the way I feel. And that's what I expect for everybody that calls this show to do. Stick to your guns. Stick to your guns. I didn't pick that sound effect just because it's a gun. It's an underlying thing behind it. All you have is your word and your balls. I don't flip-flop on the issues or my opinion because certain people are in the room or certain people might be listening. Tonight, I'm letting everyone hear the truth. The truth about men, women, black people, white people, America, music, whatever. And I plan on pissing some people off probably more than ever. So then, therefore, you should tune in. Here we go with the questions. Question number one, do you lie? If you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you keep it 100? I killed one of my frequent Facebook callers, Shay, last night, and I'm gonna go ahead and kill myself for killing her. Because last night Shay, she said she said she seen an ugly baby. And, you know, it was an ugly baby. What the fuck? Now, I'm not saying she should have said to the woman's face that you got an ugly ass baby. It's not what I'm saying, Shay. And I didn't really kill Shay for that. I didn't. It was the way Shay said it last night that made it kind of snooty. You know what I'm saying? She gonna have ugly babies for that. But still, the point is, if the baby was ugly, the baby was ugly. Some people have ugly babies. Keep it 100. So I apologize for killing Shay for calling the baby ugly, if in fact the baby was ugly. Question number two. When was the last time the truth got you into trouble or an altercation? You ever told somebody the truth and it caused the fight when you know the lie would have goddamn deaded it? When was the last time that happened to you? Question number three. Tell me a truth about the opposite sex that you think they always lie about. I could do a whole show about question three. Literally. I could do a whole show about question three alone and just stop right there. Yeah. Question number four. How do you really feel about gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion? I'm going to ask you. That's why it's only four questions, because that one question, people are going to eat 5 minutes a piece up. Easy. What do you really feel about those things? I could do a whole show just on question four. Because those things are things that people get offended about. Those are things that people lie about or just keep to themselves about because they don't want to offend anybody. Those are just hot button topics living in America right now. If you're white, it's touch and go when you talk about blacks. If you're black, it's touch and go when you talk about white. It's always touch and go when you talk about America. Don't want to not be a patriot. Don't want to not love your country. Fuck out of here. I don't give a shit because the president is black now. It doesn't change anything. This country's fucked up. Fucked up. That's the truth of it. When people who make oil and help kill the planet get more help from the government than the fucking teachers, don't talk to me about America, bitch. Shut the fuck up. And I don't care how many soldiers died in Afghanistan this week. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, really. Because, matter of fact, we shouldn't even be over in Afghanistan. That just show you how fucked up we are. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to open up the phone line. Off top, Billy Bad Phoenix, what's popping, homie?
What's good? Creating this little promo page.
All right, that's what's up. You out here grinding. Let's go ahead and get to it, because I got seven people with their hand raised already. Question number one, homie.
Yes, sir.
Do you lie, and by the way, just to let y'all know what kind of mood I'm in tonight, motherfuckers, I'm taking shots of tequila during the show. That was a shot, man. All right?
I'm ready for it.
Question number one. Do you lie if you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you keep it 100 at all times?
I keep it 100 all the time.
Go ahead.
Back in the day when I was younger, shoot, I was an avid liar. You know what I'm saying? I lied to get out of trouble, and I lied to, for other things, you know, school teachers and stuff like that. But it all came back around me. And then when you grow up, it's like, man, shoot, you got to learn how to tell the truth, man. And that's when the maturity came in, so I have to keep it 100.
Is it a question of maturity? Is keeping it 100 a question of maturity or a question of social status? Which one? I know people who don't do it. That's what I'm saying. I know grown people who are grown and mature, but they don't keep it 100 depending on, because they don't want to offend people. So they just don't say it. They're mature, they're grown, they're paying their bills and all that. But, you know, they take care of their kids and all that, but they don't necessarily keep it 100 because it's not in the best interest of the moment. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, do you keep it 100 literally every time, all the time?
Yep, full time, man. I have to.
Okay, we'll find out. Question number two. When was the time the truth got you into trouble or an altercation?
Okay, hold on. Repeat that. You were breaking up.
When was the last time the truth got you in trouble?
The truth got me in trouble? Okay.
Yeah.
The truth almost got me fired. This was last year. Truth almost got me fired. okay, I had first got promoted to a new team. And there was, and then on my team, there was, you know, constant loud women, and it was just one gay dude, you know, always with that one woman, always with the five women or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the next, you know, I really couldn't vent like how I want to vent on the job. So I had put it all out there on Facebook, and then something else to me.
What is that? I can't hear you. What the hell is that?
My brother, hold on. Unbeknownst to me. Okay, unbeknownst to me, one of the five women was already on my friend list.
Uh-huh.
So when I had put my, when I vented out there, I was like, man, I can't stand being in this bay with these five loud-ass women and a faggot. Next thing you know, I was on my break, and I see all the people huddled up, looking at the computer, seeing what I said.
Uh-huh.
I looked at them, I'm like, yeah, I said it. Next thing you know, it was about to rally, and it was about to get into a fight with me, all the five women and the gay dude. So instead of them coming outside the element, they went to HR about it.
Uh-huh.
So when HR and my bosses approached me, the only thing I got in trouble for was using my cell phone on their time. That was about it.
Right.
And next thing, because it was definitely, it was, I guess it was that serious to the point where he gone on my Facebook page and printed out the things I said. So my HR was reading to me like, okay, William, did you say this? You know, five women in the faggot, none of that, I can't stand this shit, this, that, and the third. I'm like, yeah, I said it. I did. He's like, well, I appreciate you being honest, and you're accountable for your actions. So, you know, I pretty much got away with a slap on the wrist, and I deleted
uh-huh.
that person from my script list.
Uh-huh.
So ever since then, they kept looking at me funny and this, that, and the third, until I squashed all the beef, and I was like, hey, I didn't mean to say what I said, but y'all was just being entirely too loud. I even told the gay dude that.
Whoa. You had me. You were doing good, homie, until you just said that line. Now, see, the problem with what you just said, homie, is wasn't they loud as a motherfucker?
Yeah, they was. They was.
Okay, wait. They were loud as a motherfucker. Wasn't a gay dude there?
Yeah.
Okay, he's a fag. That's a slur. Nowadays that's considered a slur. So I can see why you got in trouble for using an ethnic or not. What is that? A social slur? Now I don't even know if it's a. Because gay people are not an ethnic group, so I don't know what the fuck they even call themselves. But what the fuck ever. That's a slur now. So you can't say fag. That I can see. But I definitely, since I didn't even get in trouble by my boss, would have never in a fucking million years apologized for saying that. And let me tell you why. Alright?
Okay.
Fuck that, bitch. You know you have fucking work. Y'all sitting over here loud as a motherfucker. You and this flaming faggot over here acting all loud. He want to be a bitch so bad, so he acting like a motherfucking bitch. So fuck you, nigga, and fuck y'all if y'all don't like it. I would have never apologized. See, that's the difference between me and you. I would never apologize for it. You feel what I'm saying? Fuck them. Because they probably was sitting over there cackling, laughing it up, being loud as a motherfucker on the clock and shit, acting like a bunch of motherfucking, you know, just like motherfuckers do sometimes. I wouldn't apologize for it. Fuck it. So, I can understand
why
you probably shouldn't have said that, the word, because now, because I actually got pulled into the office for saying something about a gay motherfucker at my job before, too. So I can understand that point. It's like a white person going around saying, nigga this, nigga that, nigga. And then, you know, somebody's going to expect somebody to do something about it, even though he's not doing it. You know, it's not really affecting his job performance. I wouldn't really give a fuck. Because every time I see that motherfucking white motherfucker, I'll be like, cracker, 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 and wait for him to say anything wrong, and motherfucking whoop his motherfucking ass. First time he got wrong. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I would do.
Right.
But, you know, but I don't think you should have, if you didn't even get in trouble at work, why apologize? It's really the truth. They probably really was loud as the motherfucker. All right, third question. Tell me the truth about the opposite sex that you think that females always lie about.
The period.
What?
The period.
You think they lie about their... What do you mean? I've never heard a woman lie about her period. What do you mean? You got to be more specific.
Okay, basically it's like this. All right. You know, after you come back from, I guess, having, like, a nice time, you know, with a girl... Stop blowing that, man. every time you you know, when you come back from, you know, from a date with a girl or whatever, you know, and then y'all about to do the business or whatever, even though her period just came off, she don't want to do it with you because she said her period on. That's like the most classic line that a female would use.
Yeah, I mean, they could just say, nigga, you ain't hot and I don't want to fuck you. But I think sometimes that's another politically correct way of women getting out of it. I don't know. I mean, you're probably right. You know, you're probably right about that. I've been told that before in my lifetime. I just don't go into it and investigate it too much more after that. It's whatever. At that point, I'm like, for whatever reason, she don't want to do it, and I'm like, whatever, I'll just go fuck somebody else. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth and bitch about it.
Right, and then you know what, when you go back to the last question, the reason why I did what I did, why I apologize or whatever, I believe in being the bigger person. You know, I believe in doing that. So I just rather go ahead and get it out of the way because, you know, we're supposed to be teammates and stuff on the job. You know, we're supposed to have all this type of, you know, project and all that stuff because we're in the call center, so we have to deal with each other every day. So I believe in being the bigger person. Even though they don't approach me and say, hey, I know we was loud and I'm sorry for disturbing your calls and stuff like that. I believe in being the bigger person. So
okay.
That's what I did is wise up on that one. But yeah, go on now.
Yeah, I probably would just say fuck it, and then, you know, we could have got somebody could have got transferred or something. Because that's how you really felt. And it probably was true. I wasn't there, though. I wasn't there. Last one. Tell me, how do you really feel about these things, real quick? How do you really feel about gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion, real quick? First one.
Okay,
gay.
For me.
How do you really feel about gay people?
When I was younger, I was homophobic, dog. I really couldn't stand them because I can't because, okay, on the previous show, you know, when we talk about the whole rape thing with me, you, and Luna Jr., that's when I had put it out there that I was really raped when I was 6 or 7 years old. So after that, I couldn't stand gay people. I wanted to kill them. I wanted to wipe them off the face of the earth.
Right.
And then, you know, to another story where I got in trouble by another gay dude at Taco Bell when I used to work at, you know, that made me be like, okay, this could really get me in trouble and get me into jail time, so I can accept them, but if they hit on me, it's going to be a different story.
Uh-huh.
So I learned how to deal with them.
Right. But how do you really feel about it? Do they discuss you? Are you just like, do you deal with them because you have to, but you really don't like them, or what?
Okay, me personally, I don't agree with what they do.
Okay.
I don't. I really don't. You know, it was like, you know, all the snapping the fingers, and then y'all want to wear stuff like females do. You know, that ain't cool.
Okay. So you don't care for them. What do you think about America, real quick? This country.
America itself needs to really get itself together. You know, they're worrying about too much instead of focusing on what's going on at home. So that's what they need to do. They really need to get off of Obama. Obama needs to get back on his job and really need to, you know, get things going. But people keep pointing fingers at him instead of worrying about the other stuff that's going on, especially stuff back home, like when we talk about homelessness.
Right.
So they need really, you know, America really need to get it together. You know, that's why, like, you know, we're not even the richest anymore. We're not even, you know, America's just like one big bully, you know?
Right. Okay. What do you think about minorities? What do you think about us, black people? Black people, Hispanics, what do you think about us?
We get mistreated a lot, but yet at the same token, we mistreat each other, you know, and we need to stop that. And even though, yeah, I said a couple of things I said, you know, about the whole, you know, in the private group about, you know, Soulja Boy being a juice and whatnot, playing Bishop, you know, that's just my personal opinion on him. But other than that, we need to quit mistreating each other, you know. You know, it's just stupid. And, you know, and everybody sitting there laughing at us, wondering why we're not getting it together because we're sitting there knocking each other off over dumb stuff, really.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about white people?
I don't have a problem with them per se. I don't discriminate on anybody. You know, I got white friends just like anybody else got white friends. You know, I dated white girls too. You know, it's just certain ones that really kind of rub you the wrong way and see that back in the day to their great 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 granddaddy they still got in them. You know, that kind of, I, you know, for those I see that in them, I feed them with a long spoon. You know.
Mm-hmm. Last one, religion.
Yeah.
Religion,
I was Muslim, then I went back to Christianity, you know. it's to me, I mean, overall, I still have my beliefs. I still stay in my beliefs, but it's all one big confusion between all these religions, you know. You got that one dude who got that church in Gainesville who wanted to have that National Burner Quran Day. I'm like, what for? You know, you got all these, you know, people who want to close down these mosques and all that stuff, people who are getting offended by, you know, a mosque being built by the Twin Towers that once stood. And I was like, okay, why are y'all getting mad for that? You know, mm-hmm. It's like they didn't tear down the towers. Some extremist, you know, people did.
Right.
So it's just like it's just one big ball of confusion. It is. You know.
Religion. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Stand by. I'm gonna get to the next call. Go ahead. Real quick.
Oh yeah, and I'm just saying, you know, religion comes from the Latin word religio, which means confusion, which it all is, you know.
Mm-hmm. Religion. I'm gonna answer all my calls first, and then I'm gonna really give it to you guys about everything I'm talking about tonight. But let me get to the callers. All right, stand by.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Next call, private call. I can't see your number, but thanks for calling K100. What's popping?
You talking to me?
Yes. Oh, this is Key.
Yes.
What's happening? Oh, Ravella Williams, if you're still listening to the show, Ravella Williams posted on my wall, all the F-bombs on your show are making my ears bleed. Welcome to K100. See, I can use F-bombs here, Ravella, simply because, much like a lot of people that are on HBO or other cable affiliates do, we're saying the shit that we really want to say. See, all those other guys on those other shows, they can't say it, and they don't say it simply because they would get fined by the FCC. Well, I don't have that restriction here, Ravella. So all those people who you think don't use the F-bomb, they do use the F-bomb. They just don't use it on their show. But on K100, since we're not regulated by the FCC as such, well, fuck it. Okay. But thanks for listening. Thanks. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook. Okay. Key, welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 192. The truth can be offensive. We're going to go ahead and jump into, we're going to ask some questions. I know the questions you want to get to, and we're going to go ahead and speed this thing up so we can go ahead and have it out. Question number one, though. Do you lie if you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you keep it 100?
I have lied to try to protect somebody's feelings, but I don't practice it.
Was it someone that you loved, cared about, or... Why was it so important that person's feelings didn't get hurt? Who were they to you?
I don't even remember. It was a long time ago. But I'm sure I know I've done it. I don't remember who it was, though.
But in general, you don't normally do it?
Hell no. I normally just don't even care. I get in trouble a lot for that, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
What some people call trouble, I don't really care.
Yeah, well, Billy Bad Things almost got fired for it. I consider that trouble. You know what I'm saying? But then again, one thing you have to understand.
People that's been around me for so long, they like, that's just her. Like, people that have learned to just dismiss it when it comes to me because, like, that's just her. That's just what she does. So they just let it go. They don't even bother with it. Even at work, they're like, that's just her. So let it go.
And also, for the purposes of the show, I want to remind everybody that, you know, if someone's paying you money to do something, then they're your boss. And if they have rules about certain things, you can't just keep it 100 all the time. But that's because you get paid to work there. Unless you're the boss yourself or whatever, you made the rules. If they tell you you can't slap the shit out of a motherfucker because they pissed you off, then you just can't do it. Unless you want to get fired. All right? You got to use discretion. You got to use common sense with what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about in general. And in general, I'm pretty much like 100, like most of the time, even with loved ones. And sometimes that pisses some of my other loved ones off because they're like, you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to do that. But yes, the fuck I did. Because if I didn't say that or do that, they're going to keep on doing what the bullshit they keep on doing.
My thing is, I tell people all the time, I just say the stuff you thinking, I'm just bold enough to say it. That's the only difference between me and you. You thinking it, I just say it. So you just like me. You just scared to say what you actually thinking. The mere fact that you're thinking it does not make you any better than me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the point. That's so key to what we're talking about. if you think it but don't say it, what does that really make you? You feel me? Does that make you a better person?
A hypocrite.
A hypocrite and you're fake also. It makes you a hypocrite and you're fake. Because if you really think some shit and you don't say that shit,
and you get mad at me because I say it, like, who does that? Like, you don't get mad at me because I said it.
Right. What's your point in living? You feel what I'm saying? What's your real reason for being you? If you can't be you and say, now, like I said, if nothing's really going to happen, if it's just an opinion that you're, if you're not in imminent danger, or if you're not going to lose your livelihood about saying or doing some shit and keeping it 100, why not do it? It doesn't make sense. It's who you are. I don't see how people can live with themselves who do shit like that. I don't get you. You know, I didn't get me, but I became the person that I am, and I'm way more comfortable in my own skin now than I ever was in my youth when I used to try to be politically correct and try not to offend people and get people to like.
Yeah, I mean, some people comfortable being an ass like you.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
I know, you are too.
That's okay.
I know, so we go two assholes together. See how that works? Question number two. When was the last time the truth really got you into trouble or into an altercation?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember last time the truth got me in trouble.
At work or nothing? You ain't never said no shit at work and somebody got mad about it or got into an altercation even at work?
Somebody got mad about it, but shit, what you gonna do? I mean, like, ultimately, what the fuck you gonna do?
Did you argue?
Nothing.
Did you argue?
Did I argue?
Yeah.
Argue
y'all
what?
Never argued nothing.
Argue for what?
Okay, I'm just asking, because most of the time, the workplace is going to be the number one place where if you do say some shit that's trill, you're going to get into it with somebody about, because people are always...
And like I said, I think, too, since people, like, around me, they know me, they just be like, that's just her. You know, a lot of people just have started to dismiss it as, that's her.
Right.
Like, from church to work to family, they be like, that's just her. That's what she going to do, and she not going to stop. So, you know, they're going to stop doing it.
Do you see the fucking retarded irony in that though? Do you see how that people have, like, people assholes like us, like me and you, we're both assholes.
No, you're an asshole.
Oh, you're an asshole too. Can you understand and see how?
Fuck you.
People like, right? Thanks. Can you see how people like us get treated as different when we're just being ourselves? And actually, they're probably thinking the same thing.
We are different.
We shouldn't be, though. See, the world would be a better place if we were the norm, and the person who don't say anything was the different one. What you think?
You would think. Of course, we would see it that way.
It's the truth. In every aspect of life, if everybody just said what the fuck they felt, we could get past a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but people are so sensitive. See, everybody want to be so sensitive, and everybody like, oh, you might hurt somebody's feelings, and oh, they're just like, if you call a fat person fat, it's like, oh, why'd you say that? Because they're fat. Okay, you call a skinny person skinny, and it's okay, but so why you can't call a fat person fat, and that'd be okay?
I don't know why you can't do that.
It's just dumb as hell.
I don't know why you can't do that, but you can't.
Truth is truth. If you don't like the fact that you're fat, lose some weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
But don't get mad when people call you fat and say you shouldn't.
Don't get mad if they call you fat.
No, that's not mean. They fat. You know?
Hey.
If they really don't give a shit, because obviously they don't give a shit because they are fat, and you can. See, being fat can be fixed. You can't fix ugly. So calling somebody ugly, calling them a little baby.
You can these days.
If you got enough money, you can fix it. You can help it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, unless you're born with some kind of fucked up defect, you know. But being fat is a choice, it's a lifestyle choice, and you can fix it. You can go out
sometimes
and lose weight.
Sometimes it is. I mean, sometimes people have like serious conditions. But okay, if that's you, just don't worry about people calling you fat.
You know, maybe so. But a lot of times when people say, "Well, it's a medical condition," I don't know if you were born. I don't know. More often than not, people can fix being fat.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle choice. So
it's a lifestyle choice. So don't get mad when people call you on it. Question number three. Oh, this is the one you're waiting on anyway. Tell me the truth about the opposite sex that you think they always lie about. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, the truth about the opposite they always lie about is people, like, when men be like, they over their ex, and they not, like, knowing that emotionally she still got your ass by the balls, but they be like, no, I'm good. No, she got your ass by the balls emotionally. soldiers.
I think guys lie about that. I don't know if guys lie about that. I never lie about it.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah,
I've never
they do.
You know
okay, either they lying or they in denial about it. It's one or the other. Either way, she got you by the balls.
You think lie? That's all you came up with?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because men don't like to admit when somebody got them by the balls. They don't like to admit that, especially
right
a female.
That. You're right about that. You're right.
So they'll
about
lie
that.
About it first. They'll lie about it first, be like, you over your ex? You a fucking liar. No, you're not.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to ask the rest of the ladies. I thought you were going to come up with something better than that.
Mm-mm, that's what I got right there.
I'm kind of weak, Key.
That's very profound, really, in the grand scheme of things. That's very profound, yeah. Because it hinders you all from a whole lot of things, like, and y'all don't even know it, but it hinders you so much because you're in denial about another woman having you by the balls.
Okay. I don't agree with that. Nor
do you have to.
I don't agree with it in the sense that it's a top thing that guys lie about. I mean, guys probably lie about that, but I think we lie about
The top thing y'all always lie about is cheating. Like, y'all gonna always lie about that.
Y'all lie about that. So
that's a given.
Some things are a given.
No, you all lie about it more because you all do it more. Because y'all can't control y'all little men in your pants.
You go see that's where you just have no statistical proof whatsoever that's true.
Whatever, y'all do it more because y'all don't have any self control.
Women do it
when they emotionally detached.
You get caught more when you do it more.
Better liars. You get caught more because you do it more.
People are just better liars. That's what it is.
Men get caught more because men do it more. Period. The whole ratio thing. Yeah, you get caught more because you do it more.
Yeah.
Women get caught too. Y'all just get caught more because you do it more.
I think we get caught more because y'all are slicker and y'all are better liars. Okay, question number four. That's it. Okay, I guess maybe question number three is more profound than I'm thinking. I'm going to ask some of the other women and other people that's on the phone line. Do guys lie about being over their ex more? I mean, no. Would you say guys lie about being over their ex a lot? They're not really over their ex when they say they are?
Yeah, they ain't real over. Nah, they not.
Okay.
Especially if it's one of the ones they feel like quote unquote got away, like the one they let get away. Yeah, they'll be over that shit.
Yeah,
that's
what they are. I think women feel that way though. Why you gotta feel that?
We do too. Like you said, if you said about opposite sex, so I'm talking about guys. You didn't ask me nothing about what women lie about. You said what the opposite sex, and I'm a woman, so I'm talking about men.
So you don't think women lie about that just as much?
That was not the question.
Okay.
Was it? Women do lie about it. So, okay. But that was not the question.
Okay. Question number four. What do you really feel about the following things? Gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion. Start with number one.
Gays, I don't care. They can do whatever they want to do. I don't care. What you say? What's the next one?
America.
America is like, need to get their shit together, but I would not want to live anywhere else. We got some shit over here, but other people got a whole other set of shit.
Okay. Minorities, us, black people.
Since when are we the minorities?
Yep.
Right. Black people, we need all kind of help. Like, we need to do some Willie Lynch. We need to brainwash all that out of ourselves.
So are we are
our own worst enemy. Yes, we are very fucked up. Any culture that don't respect their women and their men, like men don't respect the women, women don't respect the men, you're going to be fucked up all day.
Okay. White people.
Same thing. they need to quit having their superiority complex, thinking they can run everybody and tell everybody else what to do because they skin light. But they want to get it dark by laying in the sun, right? Okay.
Okay. Religion.
Religion is a cesspool of thoughts of people from the beginning of time, and it just is what it is. Like, everybody got their beliefs, and can really do about it. We'll all know in the end when it's all said and done, won't we? If it's too late.
Somebody fucking wrong. Listen, my thing with religion is, and I'm gonna go to the next call after this. I'm a jump in and out on the ones I want to pick. So question number four. Religion, my thing with religion is, no one knows, and I don't give a shit how much faith you got in whatever you believe in.
None of you,
I hate the fact, the worst part of religion to me is, and this is what I don't like about it at all. I wish it didn't even exist. That's the first thing I want to say. I wish religion did not exist in the culture of human species. I wish there was no such thing. I don't give a fuck which one you want to pick. Islam, Christianity, I don't give a fuck. I wish none of it existed. I wish the Bible was never written. I wish all of it never existed. And let me tell you why. Because once you get that ingrained into a person's psyche, you feel me? There is so much control that you can have over mass groups of people that a religion affords you that you can't do it with anything else. You can't control mass groups of people the way you can manipulate large amounts of people with religion. Religion
you can
make
with money.
I don't even know. Because you can have all the money in the world, but you can't control more people than the Pope. I'm going to fuck. Because the Pope has about 1 billion people on the planet brainwashed and believing that he's some kind of special person when that motherfucker ain't. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they'll go with what he says over logic, over common fucking sense. There are close to 1 billion Muslims
common
in the world.
Common sense is all relative. Common sense is relative.
Common sense will tell you not to blow your fucking self up in that. If you do that, you're going to go live in the sky.
Common sense is relative depending on where you're from. That's just like food. Like, depending on where
there
you're
was,
from.
If,
when we,
no, if there was no religion, none of these things would be. You wouldn't have terrorism. You feel me? If there was no religion.
But you also may not have organization.
There are other kinds of organizations that you have that are not, they have absolutely nothing to do with religion.
Okay. We could say that. When really we don't know what the world would be like without religion.
Religion is a bane on the human existence, period.
Okay, you would say that, but who's to say what the world would be like without it? You don't know that either. Ultimately, you don't know that either.
So we didn't have. If we didn't have, see that's the other thing. If you didn't have the threat of hell, how would you control people's actions? How would you stop people from just going around saying "fuck it"? I'm gonna blow your brains out today.
Exactly. So we just never know.
In order without religion.
Okay.
You could have prison without. You could have prison without religion. You had a death penalty without religion.
The thing is, religion tells a lot of people what's right and what's wrong. So the laws are based on pretty much religion. We say it's wrong to kill somebody because religiously,
without the Ten Commandments, people would still have no problem with killing each other. Is that what you're saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying though. I'm just saying we base a lot of our rules and regulations off religion. So if we didn't have religion, then who's to say like? Okay, you killed somebody, so what I killed them. Because there's nothing that'll tell us, oh, that's wrong for you to kill them. That's wrong for you to touch little kids. That's wrong. We base all this stuff off of religion.
Well, you can't
so
say
it has its pros and its cons.
Can't touch little kids is per religion, and then it evolved. You feel me? I think we would have naturally evolved to a point in time where all
you can
that
think that all you want to, that don't make it true.
Just like it doesn't make it true that religion is a good thing.
I'm neutral when it comes to it. I'm like, it could be good, it could be bad. But who's to say the world be better without it? I can't necessarily agree with that because I don't know what the hell.
Since I only have before me the option A, which is what is the world like with it, I have to go ahead and say it could be better without it by default.
So now you're speaking out of ignorance because you don't know what it would be like without it. You're just speaking from one side of the fence and you don't know what's on the other side of it.
I'm guessing. You don't either, so how can you say I'm wrong?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, how can
you
say you're right?
It's an opinion.
Okay, well, stick it up your ass.
Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, too. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're a fucking asshole. What?
Okay, you're one, too. Yeah.
I embrace my assholeness. You don't. You've been in denial. You just said earlier you're not an asshole, but you, in fact, are. Next caller, Michigan girl. Thanks for calling, though, Keith. Michigan girl.
Hello.
Yes. I love going back and forth with Key. For some reason, she thinks that she's not an asshole. But in fact, she's an actually bigger asshole than me. You can't be a cake master and don't be an asshole. You gotta be you gotta absolutely embrace your assholeness to be a cake master. And she's cake master number one. Anyway. Michigan girl, thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number. Oh, if you don't know what cake master is, that's somebody who lets guys take them out all the time, knowing damn well they have really no romantic interest in them, and just says, well, hell, if they're going to spend it, it's okay with me, and then comes back and complains about it later. Right. So, episode 192. Michigan girl, do you lie if you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you keep it 100 at all times, or do you at least try to?
I try to. When I was younger, I used to not, because I used to not want to hurt people's feelings and trying to be all, oh, I'm going to be so nice. And I was like, you know what, fuck y'all, whatever, I'm done.
Okay. Let me see. No. I navigated away from the page real quick. Okay, I'm back. But let me ask you this, though. When you... Right now, if it doesn't, will you honestly, not at your job, because you know people got to feed their kids or whatever, you know what I'm saying, even though being
a bad thing,
you know, you can't really keep it 100 at a job because that's how you make a living. But right now, if someone says something that you don't agree with it, if you're not in a room and you're in a room full of people, now, you know, half the people in that room will probably take offense to about what you're about to say. You feel what I'm saying? But will you go ahead and say it? If you know that half the people in the room might take offense to it right now. Now, you're not at work. You're just at a party somewhere.
If I'm at a party and we're having a discussion or somebody asks me a question, then I'm going to give you the honest, true answer. I don't care if it offends you because that's my answer. That's my opinion. And that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because half the people in the room going to be offended.
I've been in a situation where I just declined to answer.
I mean, because
I was at a party, and it was like some gay people at the party, and so they started talking about it, and it was like, people at the party knew I had a radio show, and so they asked me purposely because they knew I had this show, and I said, you know what, since I got homosexuals in the room, I'm just not going to answer. And they was like, oh, no, why? I said, because I'm at someone else's residence, this ain't my house, you feel me? So I'm going to respect the people whose house it is, and the people whose house it was were related to some of the people that were there that were homosexuals. And so I said, out of respect for the people whose house it is, the party it is, I'm just going to stay out of the discussion. And some of the people respected it, but then some of the people like, well, just say what you want to say. And some people who know the name of the show, ain't your show called Keep It 100, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, it's called Keep It 100. I said, but I got enough respect for my friend's house that I'm just not going to say it. If you know about my show, then you know what my opinion is. But I'm not going to say it out of respect for this person's house, where we're at right now, the venue in which you're asking me, and this is a party, and I don't want things to get ugly. You feel me? And so I declined to answer.
There are times when it's best to not answer the question, but if I'm going to answer the question, if a question is asked and I'm going to answer it, then I'm just going to keep it 100. Now, if I feel like it might cause a situation that might cause me some harm or get exaggerated, then I'll decline to answer. But, you know, be stressed. So, hey, let's do this.
Okay. Question number two. When was the last time the truth got you in trouble or into an altercation? I'm surprised no one yet has said anything about the truth they told the motherfucker in a relationship.
Actually, it's funny because I had read the synopsis, I think the synopsis of the show, and the truth got my ass in an argument with my mama today after I got done reading the synopsis for the show.
Really? What happened?
Well, you know, long story short, my mom called me, and she was all upset about my little brother doing some stupid fuck-ass shit, which is he 19, and the way he was raised, I ain't surprised. But my mom was like, well, why is he acting like this? And I don't understand. And I was like, you don't understand? I was like, come on now. And she was like, what? What you trying to say? I was like, nothing. Let's just leave it alone. So she was like, no, what you trying to say? Just say what you got to say. So I told her. I was like, well, part of it is, you know, once kids get a certain age, they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do anyway. But the both of it, you as a parent are responsible for instilling values and raising them the right way. I was like, and you fucked up. You ain't raised him right. I was like, you know, doing whatever. You taught him how to steal. You taught him how to lie, scam, whatever. So now he's grown and he's doing it, and now he's trying to run scams on you. You want to get mad. It don't work like that. You can't play both sides of that. You can't have him doing things when he's younger and teaching him how to do things and then think it's not going to stay in him when he gets grown. So she got mad and, well, what the fuck? I did the best I could. Okay, well, if that was the best you could, that was a piss hole ass job, and I'm glad you ain't finished raising me. You know, so we had that whole big argument.
Yeah. Again, the truth hurts. You know, the truth, it hurts when it comes from your child, I think. If your child, I can only imagine my child telling me something that when I grow up that I wrong that I did, I probably would feel really bad. But if I know that it's the truth, fuck it. What can I do with it? And that's
what I tried to tell her. I was like, look, okay, you know, you gotten better with time. You know, these last few years, you done got yourself together. You done calmed down a little bit. But the problem is, in the last few years that you've changed and tried to get yourself together and be a better person, he was already 16 by then. He's 19 now. Basically, at 16, he already has the morals, ideals, and whatever else of what he's going to be. You can't try to change everything you did from 0 to 16 in 3 years and expect that it's going to change something. So, yeah, he's smoking weed. Yeah, he's selling weed. Oh, but you were smoking weed with him. You were letting him and his friends smoke weed in the basement. What the hell?
Right.
You can't flip-flop. And, you know, and like I said, in just the last couple years or whatever, or when the mood strikes you, you can't go back and forth and then think that you're going to have this perfect child or he's going to do exactly what you're telling him to do. You've been more his friend than his parent. I was the one that used to get called. I'm going to call your sister. She's going to come over here and whoop you. Really, I should not be the threat and you the mama.
Actually true. Right. So the truth hurts.
You know, it was the truth, and she couldn't take it, but, you know, she'll marinate on it, and she'll call me back eventually, and then she'll get over it. And if not, it was the truth, and I didn't say it to offend her, but it's the truth. You kept asking me a question, I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Sometimes the truth can be really helpful, everybody. Once again, sometimes the truth can be really helpful. I know when you say it, and it may hurt them or break somebody down or hurt somebody right then, but I'm telling you, man, the truth can actually be helpful to a lot of people. Real talk. Tell me the truth about the opposite sex that you think they always lie about.
Yeah. I was trying to think about this, and the only one I could come up with was that men always talk about how good they damn sex is or how good they dick is. And half the time they be lying because they ain't working with shit. So.
Okay, now that one right there, you know, I'll take one for the ladies. A lot of ladies like to talk about how freaky they are, and they're really not freaky. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? A lot of women claim to be freaks, and they ain't freaks.
But you know what? That may not be a lie, because everyone has different levels of what they consider freaky. So what you may consider freaky, overboard, but what they might consider freaky to be like,
no. Ain't no overboard. If you don't do it all, then you're not one. If you only do half of it, you're not one.
But some people don't think that. That's a matter of opinion, because some people think
that
if you do whatever, then you freaky. Like, some people just think it's some things that are beyond freaky, that's like nympho or sex obsessed, and then some people think freaky. I'm just saying.
When it comes to freak, when someone says I'm a freak, you know, it's the whole nine. It's like freaky. You know what that word really means. And I think a lot of women just say they freaks because they want to just, you know, they just want to put on, and they want to, you know.
I don't know why, because I always deny mine. I be like, A lot of people
misinterpret the word freak with nympho. You feel me? Just because you're a nympho and you like to have sex a lot does not interpret and mean that you're a freak. You feel me? It doesn't mean that you're freaky in the bedroom. It just means you like to have sex a lot. It don't mean that you're freaky. So I think a lot of women think they freaks when really they just nymphos. They just like to get, they like to have it all the time. But they're really not freaky. They're really not freaky.
And some people do use that word interchangeably, but they don't mean the same thing. But I ain't never known no women that bragged about really being, well, yeah, maybe I have known some that bragged about being
freaky. When they talking to you one-on-one, you feel me? Like you said, guys always bragging their sex game and they really don't be working with shit. You feel me? I think it's when you had those one-on-one conversations with them. Also, a number one thing I think women lie about to the opposite sex is how many men they slept with. I think that's probably the number one. That's probably got to be in like the top 10 of lies that women tell. The amount of men they done fucked, always underestimate that number all the time. None of them, man, actually, that might be the number one lie. If it's not number one, it's in the top five.
I mean, but men lie about that too, though.
No, because it don't matter. It don't really matter with us. We can say
men lie about it. A lot of men will lie about it. Probably not as much as women, but a lot of men will lie about it because either they'll lie for one of two reasons. Either they trying to get their numbers up with their boys, because some men do it, or some men don't want a woman that they with if they really seriously dig her. They might not want her to know how many women they've really been with. So men lie about that too. And they lie on two different ends of it. They might lie to their boys and be like, oh yeah, I'd have had,
you know, honey, well, y'all, y'all lie about being freaky to your homegirl. Y'all will sit there and lie like a motherfucker, knowing you lick ass, suck dick, swallow cum, and all that shit. But if you come down and spin that shit, it's around your motherfucking homegirl. Ooh, girl, no. Oh, child, no. Oh, I'd never do that, knowing you just swallowed a gallon last night. Kill yourself.
That's them sexually repressed females. That's some sexually repressed females that don't want to, you know, act like they holier than thou. But anyway.
Okay. Next question. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion about things that women lie about a lot. All right, so question number four, let me speed it up a little bit. All right, how do you really feel about these things? Gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion. All right? First off, gays. How do you really feel about gay people?
Oh, shit. You made me drop my earpiece on that one. Gays. You know, what they do is what they do. I don't judge them, but I don't really understand it. And I be like, for real? Okay. You know, at the end, I guess they'll have to answer for whatever that is. But, you know, I can deal with them. Some things I don't like, honestly, I don't like the dudes that's just so what we call flaming, and they just, oh, my God, and they got on fake eyelashes, and they dress up like women. Now, that I just cannot stand. But, you know, the average gay person, I may not condone it, but do what you do. I'm not going to sit here and be like, turn up my nose at you or whatever.
Okay.
What was the next one?
Next one is America. What do you feel about this country?
America is really fucked up right about now. But it's, I mean, like he said, we got issues, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else because they got a whole nother set of issues I might not be familiar with. But we really need to get our shit together, stop worrying about all over across the street and down the street and around the corner and concentrate on our own yard and get our own shit together. Fix here first before you start going out into the neighborhoods and across the street and all of that.
Okay. Minorities, what do you feel about us, black people? What do you feel about us?
Us black people, we fucked up. Our priorities is jacked up. Our families is jacked up. A whole bunch of black people still have slave Willie Lynch mentality, and we need to get over that. We need to learn how to work together. We need to start valuing our men. Men need to start valuing women, families. Take care of your damn kids. Learn how to save some money. Get your priorities together. Stop worrying about, you know, rims. And I mean, rims is cool, but don't let that be the only thing you're worried about, is rims, money, clothes, and cars. Learn how to invest. Learn how to build something and leave something for your damn kids, a legacy. And learn how to work together and build as a people.
Right. How I feel, like I said, I'm going to be answering these here and there. How I feel about black people, man, not all black people, but
Not all
black people.
Unfortunately, a majority.
Yes, majority. We are at the bottom of the social totem pole right now. This is how I feel about us as a black people. All right, how I feel about black people is We're at the bottom of the poll socially. We have the most dysfunction in our family. I get embarrassed about being by black people. Not that I'm ever embarrassed who I am, but I've seen more black people in public embarrass the shit out of me as a black person than I have any other group of people. You know what I'm saying? Just especially black young black youth about, you know what I'm saying? I was at fucking Six Flags not too long ago with my kids, and I've seen more groups of black kids acting fucking retarded and loud and stupid and ignorant than any, and patches of them, not just the same ones. 4 or 5 different patches of little young stupid-ass niggas and little stupid-ass little black girls. Fucking retarded, loud, uncontrolled, real ghetto, real just making me like, oh, I just really just, and it wasn't just one group. It was like 3 or 4 different groups. I just seen 3 or 4 or 5 sets of these motherfuckers. Obviously, no parental control, nobody, no guidance whatsoever. Really just fucking just embarrassing to just make you be black and have these fucking packs of youngsters walking around this park. That's just straight up the fucking truth. You feel what I'm saying? Like, ridiculous to the point where you was just like, what the fuck is your mom and them doing, y'all, that you act like this in public, even if they ain't around? You feel what I'm saying? I would like to think that even if I'm not around, my kids would not put on a display like y'all motherfucking doing right now. Totally fucking embarrassing. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I wish you could have just seen it. And it wasn't just one group. It was like different ones. You know what I'm saying? It was like different, like, they was either preteens or teenagers. You know, with little kids, you ain't gonna be too small out of Six Flags without your parents anyway. So it was mostly like preteens, maybe 12. I seen two packs of 12-year-old girls cussing like fucking worse than me on this show, and that says a lot. You know what I'm saying? And they were females. You know what I mean? I seen about 2 different sets of young dudes running around looking like just wanting to start shit with anybody else that they felt like they could start shit with. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It was just crazy, and it was all black. I seen groups of white kids walking around, groups of Asian kids walking around. None of them acting a fucking donkey like that. So we're at the bottom of the fucking bottom of the barrel, the black shit at the bottom of the pot when it comes to our family structures and our social etiquette. Period. You know what I'm saying? That's us. There's no denying that shit. You can't argue with me about that. Now I know we got some. I know we got a president who's multiracial and got some black in him, and a black first lady. You know what I'm saying? I understand that, but that don't change the motherfucking thing. That's an anomaly. You know what I'm saying? If you can't understand that, you don't get it. That means nothing. That has not set us anywhere on the social. And some people think that because Obama got elected, that we magically got up, our social status got upped in the world. And I'm like, what? You don't live where I live. You don't see what I see. You know what I'm saying? You can't really believe that. Yes, I'm glad he's the president. Yes, I'm glad that happened. But that don't change shit about the state of our black families and our structure and our place economically and socially in this world. And especially in this country. White people, what do you think about white people?
White people got a superiority complex, inferiority complex. They need to get over that bullshit. And you know what? Fuck it. Y'all want to steal everything from us, but yet still y'all can't stand us, from music to whatever. You lay out in the sun and get fucking tan. Just get over it and accept yourself for what you are and just be happy and let everybody else live their fucking life.
I think white people are in denial of the true nature and barbaric history that they perpetrated throughout the course of mankind. And they really want to. Some of the new age white people are. Some of the new age people. The difference between white people and crackers are, crackers are proud of the shit they've done and they want to go back and do it. The white people, the good decent white people, have short term memories and want us to get over something that is not. They don't understand that you don't just get over that. Even if it wasn't your generation that went through it, our generation is affected by it. You feel what I'm saying? The Willie Lynch mentality started a long time ago, and no, none of us were alive then. White people like to say, well, that was my grandparents. That wasn't me. Listen, baby. Listen, homie. I know that wasn't you. I know that was your great-great-grandma and them, but the effects of what the fuck they did still reign true today. So when you say shit like, we don't need affirmative action, when you say shit like, it's reverse racism to think that black people, when we have an issue and we feel like we're getting... pulled over by white cops and getting abused and getting treated differently, when you think that's reverse racism, you're only making yourself look like a fucking asshole when you're in denial about all the shit that y'all perpetrated throughout history still don't have reverberating effects to the day. You feel what I'm saying? So I think that even the decent white people who not necessarily are racist themselves, they need to really understand that just because you didn't do it doesn't mean that what your forefathers did is not still being perpetrated today and the effects of it are still not being felt. And we are feeling the effects. You just don't feel it because you think that you've evolved and that because the way that you think now that's progressive, it's okay and we're past it. But motherfucker, no, we're not. I got news for you. We're not. And that pisses black people off more than what white people really can understand. The denial or the downplaying of it, it's what makes us mad. Stop downplaying it. That shit is what it is. This is the reality of the world, especially in this country, but throughout the world. Throughout the world, there are still groups of white people that are doing harm to groups of color, of people of color right now today. You still got Britain who's got their fucking hands in a lot of shit over in Africa. You feel what I'm saying? And still, people are still dying because of shit that they still got going on right now. And I know white people that's over here in America that are good white people. I know you guys really feel like, well, that has nothing to do with me. But look, you're white. We're not saying all of you are that bad. But when we say that, you have to understand that until you guys band together and stop all your white counterparts from doing that, and until we do the same thing, until we as black people stop our young black people and man up and be fathers and be parents again and stop our kids from making us look like fucking idiots, we got to bear the responsibility. You guys got to bear the fucking responsibility of the evil that white people are still perpetrating to this day. And until we both do that, until we both wipe all of that shit out, we're going to keep looking at each other with that fucking side eye. And it is what it is. The globe still keeps spinning. But that don't change shit. All right, last one before we go. What do you feel about religion? And then we'll go to the next caller.
Man, religion is convoluted. It's a bunch of people in power taking what their ideas and adding to it and changing it to control people and to just assert their, you know, ideals and their beliefs of how they interpreted what they read, be it the Bible, the Quran, or whatever. So religion in itself is a organized, unorganized mess.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the world
is organized, but it's unorganized and it's a mess?
No, I think it's highly organized, and I think the reason that it's organized is the evil behind it. Well, that's the organization of the religion is the evil behind it. You feel me? That's the true evil. The organization of it. See, once you get things organized, that means it's been manipulated. That means it's been formed into what you want.
Yeah, we know it's been manipulated.
Right. So that's the evil of it. That's the evil of it. The organization of it. It was organized to become a mass control.
It's organized in that aspect, but then I say it's unorganized because you have like Christianity or like then you have all this stuff, like you have Baptist, Pentecostal, and all of that. So, yes, religion in itself is organized. The Bible has been manipulated, stuff has been left out, translations, lost, books, lost, whatever. Okay, so yes, religion itself is organized, but then you take all these other parts, Catholic, Pentecostal, Protestant. Everybody still takes that one same book that we've already determined has been manipulated, changed, left out, and then they take that part of that book and then they build another foundation on that. Like Pentecostals say, you don't do this, you don't do that. For years, women wasn't supposed to wear makeup because of Jezebel in the Bible. But then Baptists, oh, you can do this, you can do that, you just can't drink, you can't do this. You know, Catholic, oh, you can have wine, but you can't use no birth control because the Bible says you got to go forth and multiply the earth. So they still, it's organized in the sense that, yes, you know, to control the masses and all that, but it's still unorganized in my opinion because then you take that and you branch off and you make all these separate parts and with that one same book that nobody knows what's real, what's added, what was taken out, y'all make all these other branches and then y'all got all these other separate rules of what you can, how you should live, what you shouldn't do, what you can do, what you can't do. So that's why I say it's an organized, unorganized mess.
A mess it is indeed. But is it necessary? He said we would have lawlessness if it wasn't for religion. I beg to differ. maybe we would have a better form of law. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we would have a law that was actually real and just instead.
I mean, I do believe that law is based off of religion, so I can't say if it would be better or worse without religion.
Right.
I don't know. I've never thought about what the world would be like without religion.
You can't fathom it. It's so ingrained.
Right.
It's like what would the world be out without different races? Like it's so far fetched. You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing about it is, it's just so far fetched. You can't even fathom it. That's how ingrained it is into the existence. Because based on religion, that's how we even came to be. You know what I'm saying? So you can't have it. You can't have religion without. You can't separate it because for just about any religion, you can pick one. We're here as a result of whatever it is the religion says. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't. It's just too ingrained into the human condition, the human experience. You know what I'm saying? You can't separate it. It's impossible. All right, stand by. All right. All right. Got Shay up next, then 478. Shay, what's popping?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. All right, I know. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 192. The truth can be offensive. Shay. Do you lie if you think the truth, if you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you just keep it 100? I know yesterday, did you hear me yesterday apologize for killing you?
Yes, I did. Thank you for that apology.
I apologize for killing Shay, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody who's, I got quite a few people on the phone.
Because I was telling the truth. I mean, you know me. I can't.
Yesterday, Shay called somebody baby ugly yesterday now. Now, you know some people ain't no such thing as an ugly baby, but yesterday Shay said she saw an ugly baby.
I beg to differ. Her mama was uglier than her, so, I mean, how the baby going to be cute if the mama ugly?
Well, I've seen ugly people have a cute baby. This was not one of those cases. Okay,
this
so the baby.
Not one of those cases.
I killed Shay
and
because.
And I have to say, I was an ugly baby when I was born, so I'm not being like, oh, I'm cute, so, you know, you just had an ugly baby. No, I grew out of it. Some people have the ugly duckling phase. The baby might grow up to be cute. But she started out ugly.
Did you say that to the mom?
No, I just didn't say she was cute. I mean, you know, I could tell she was, like, really wanting me to say something, and I wasn't saying what she wanted me to say. You know, I acknowledged her when she came into the room, but I wasn't going to be all gaga, Google being fake. Like, you know how when somebody bring a baby in, and if it's cute, everybody's like, oh, she's so cute. You know, you can't help but go crazy over a cute kid. But if the kid is not cute, I'm not going to fake it. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
Keep it in 100. You a shallow motherfucker, Shay.
Whatever. I'll just be shallow. Like I said, I was an ugly baby, so I think I was cute and ugly. I mean,
okay.
Hey, it is all what
right.
It is.
All right. So you don't lie. You just keep it 100.
I do, and yeah, that probably gets me some side eyes a couple of times, especially with family too. They'd be like, I can't believe you said that. So
I get side eyes. I get threats.
I really don't care.
I get nasty texts. I get all kinds of stuff for keeping it 100. I'm used to it. It comes with the territory. I'm a proud asshole. Me and Keith. Question number two. When was the last time the truth got you in trouble or into an altercation?
Last night.
Really?
With the ugly baby? No, I'm just kidding. I said with the ugly baby. when you shot me, killed me for calling me ugly.
I mean, because you ain't have to call that baby ugly, but I mean, the baby might have been ugly, but you
didn't. Hey, it was the truth. I was telling the truth, so you said when was the last time? Yeah.
But you didn't have to call the baby ugly, though. I mean,
well,
even
hey,
if
this is K100. I can tell it like it is. I wasn't going to tell her mama that. Now, if she had asked me.
Well, you might as well. Don't come up with 100 and keep it 100, and then you should have told that bitch, fuck it. That baby ugly as hell, Sean.
She didn't ask me. She kept on tiptoeing. If she had came out and asked me, I could not tell a lie. Honest Abe, I would have had to tell her, you know.
Okay.
But thank God she asked me because I would have really hurt her feelings.
You wouldn't have said that shit. You know it. That's one of
those. You don't know. I already don't like her anyway. So, yeah, I would have been glad to tell her what I felt.
Oh, okay. So it was more about you not liking her than the fact that the baby was
ugly. No, she really is ugly. She really is ugly.
if somebody, baby, that was ugly and you really liked them, y'all was cool, would you say it? No. Okay, then.
You came down to ask me.
No, you wouldn't.
You came down to ask me. People who know me know better than ask me something like that. People who know me know better than ask me something like that because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. All right. I'm telling the truth. I thought you knew, but you don't lie.
You not say that. Tell me question number three. No, for real.
Okay.
Is that answer for question number two?
What?
When was the last time telling the truth got you into an altercation? Is that your answer? Literally?
Yeah, that's literally the last time. I mean, that's the most recent thing. So.
All right. Tell me the truth about the opposite. Tell me a truth about the opposite sex that you think they always lie about.
They always lie about how much pussy they getting.
Where are these guys? Who are these niggas? Oh, you talking about grown men?
I'm talking about grown men.
You talk about getting pussy. But no, I don't know too many grown men who really just lie about. I think what Michigan Girl said about niggas lying on their sex game like it's fine, and I think that right there may happen a lot, but lying about how much pussy you get, I don't know. I don't even know too many grown men who do that. That's what I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, the same thing. Your number, how much you get, it's the same thing.
No. There's a stark difference in between lying about how good your sex game really is as opposed to how much pussy you get. Guys really don't, I hang with my homeboys and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, because I'm going to tell you why, ladies.
I'm not talking about the sex game. I'm talking about the actual sex itself. I mean,
how much pussy you get, how many different women you sleep with. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, how many you slept with, you know, present, past tense, or whatever.
I'll tell you something, though. Once you get to be a certain age as a guy, it's so taboo and so cool and so flaw for you to allow your dick to the fact that if another nigga, a grown man, finds out that you constantly lying on your dick about how much pussy you really get, and niggas constantly finding out that you claiming you fuck girls and you really didn't fuck them, we start to see you as a lame so much that.
And you know what? I would think that too. I mean, I really do think that. However, if I had not witnessed it so many times firsthand, I guess it's because, you know, I have friends that are guys or whatever, and I'm like,
a lame ass friend.
I'm like, you're lying. I know for a fact that wasn't the case. So, I mean.
You're talking about a bunch of lame motherfuckers then. Because real niggas don't lie on their dick. Real dudes, people that I associate myself with, we don't lie on our dick. We don't got to. Because that's so lame. Because the thing
about
it is.
This is what I have seen. This is what I have seen. I mean, from people that I know, people that I, you know, somebody that I know, friends with somebody that I know, yeah.
They lame. Are they lame, guys? Answer the question. Are they lame?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, but I was like, you know, when, for instance, like, you know, if a situation's in a certain situation or whatever, and they like trying to say something went down a certain way, and I know for a fact it didn't go down like that, I'm like, okay, why are you lying? It's like, I know, like, for instance, you know, they try to say how many people or whatever, you know, they were like hooking up with, I was like, I know you went with that many people this week because I know where you was at, that kind of thing. It's like stuff like that.
Man, you talking about some lame ass motherfuckers though. I'm just saying, man.
I guess it is lame to do that. I mean, I that's why it shocked me. I was like, damn, you grown ass men. Why y'all gotta be like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. I'm just saying, maybe, you know what? Maybe it's the kind of dudes I hang around. Maybe that's why I don't see it like that.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I see it because it's a town I live in, and it is a whole bunch of questionable motherfuckers around here. So
I don't know. But you're a lady, you're a female, so I have to, just much like I don't agree necessarily with what Key said, I'm going to go with it,
I'm going to see something different than, like, if they're homeboys, because who's going to let something slip around their homeboys? I mean, you know, me being the chick, if I'm hanging out or whatever, you know, they're not going to be so careful, because they'd be like, oh, it's Shay, you know, she don't care about that, whatever, but I'm like, damn, why? I know you didn't. I'm not going to call them out on it because, you know, that's like their little man code or whatever. But I'm like, I know for a fact that did not go down like that. How are you going to sit up here and say that?
Okay. So, like I said, I'm going to defer. When I ask question three, when you ladies answer the question, I'm just kind of going back and forth because that's what I do on the show. But I'm going to give it to y'all. If you're saying that's what guys lie about often, I'm going to go with what you said. I really didn't see what Key was saying, but I'm deferring to her expertise because she's a woman. I'm not. I'm deferring to skin girl's expertise because she's a woman. I'm not. But I'm just saying those two things, what Key said and what you said, I don't know. I don't see it so much.
Because you're a guy. Like I'm telling you. I mean, guys, y'all are going to, like, protect. You're going to be more protective with your information with another guy than you are with a female. You're going to let some stuff slip. You're going to let some stuff slide because y'all think, you know, oh, we chicks, we dumb, we don't be paying attention, whatever y'all think, I don't know. But, you know, when it's men with men, y'all going to be a little bit more careful with what's said, what's done, whatever, because I guess because y'all just have to uphold a certain, you know, look with your men friends or whatever. But when you're with your chick friends, you know, you're more likely to, like, let shit slide or whatever, you know, maybe come a little bit cleaner with the truth than maybe you would with your homeboys, per se. You know, we're not really worried about how you're going to look because we don't really care. We wonder, you know, why you fronting for everybody else, too, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, like I said, if you ladies say that, I'm going with what you ladies say tonight because I have to defer to your expertise as a woman, and you live through the lies that men tell more than me, is what I'm saying. But I don't know. Maybe it's the circle of guys I hang around where I'm just like, that one? Really? I don't know. But, okay, next question. How do you really feel about these next couple of things? Real quick. Okay. I'm going to ask you how do you feel about gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion. First off, how do you really, keep it 100, how do you really feel about gay people?
Gay people don't really bother me. I mean, gay women particularly, they don't really bother me. I mean, gay men, I really don't like to see, you know, a lot of gay, I'm not really big on displays of public affection anyway, unless you like all in love like that. But when I see two men, it really just turns my stomach. I mean, when I think about it, I physically get sick if I think about two men having sex. It just doesn't sit well with me. I mean, not that I don't like them as people or anything, because I got like some associates or people that I would maybe consider like friends, not close friends or whatever, but you know, they might be gay, but two men, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It just makes me feel sick. That's how I feel about it.
America. What do you feel about America?
What do I feel about America? America needs some help. We need to get it together for real. I mean, I think that America is too much reaching out to everybody else and all these other countries, and we got so many problems right here at home that are, like, not being addressed. Not only not being addressed, just flat out being ignored and just, like, you know, pacified. We need to get it together.
The shame, besides the episode I just had about the homeless problem in America, I just had that episode. Episode was 189, I think, a couple episodes ago about homelessness.
Yeah.
That episode, that's ridiculous. But I don't think anything is more embarrassing when you're supposed to be the quote-unquote superpower in this world, and we're supposed to go over here and we're helping rebuild countries and all that. The amount of money we pay teachers and the emphasis that we put on education, on our education system, is just so – I could do a whole show about it. It's so ridiculously retarded and fucked up.
The people that are supposed to educate our future leaders and future –
It's bad.
These are the people that get shit upon.
Yeah. It's bad, and you actually got people who's trying to tell me that maybe because I'm in a union myself and I'm a union guy, but you got people who actually literally sitting here trying to tell me that teachers make too much money.
They don't make enough money. You know what a teacher's salary is?
Any person who says that to me, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Me and you probably going to have like so many, you know, this end, that end, black, white views of the world and society in general. You say that retarded shit to me that I can't even really have a conversation with people like that. I just skip past them and kind of like just ignore their whole existence. Like, they don't matter to me anymore. I don't want to talk to you.
Teachers have one of the most responsible jobs and one of the most dangerous jobs and get paid like on the lowest salary scale.
Yeah. We pay CEOs of companies millions of dollars and we let them rape us dry. and do all kind of we pay Wall Street people who all they do is sit around and trade stocks and just deal with fake, not even real money, but just numbers. We pay these guys six figures with
our money
and they deserve it, but we don't want to pay teachers $50,000 a fucking year. Yeah, don't tell me America ain't fucked up, and I know I live here, and bitch, I ain't gotta move.
Then we wonder why our kids and, you know, are not growing up as smart as like all these other countries, why they don't know certain things, because they don't have the quality of people to teach them.
All you Tea Party members, American flag waving motherfuckers telling me that I need to go back to Africa, telling me that I need to go move. If you don't like it, move. You can suck my dick, A. B, fuck you because you're an idiot. And C, don't sit here and try and make excuses for this shit that we got going on over here. Okay? At the same time, I can tell you that America is the greatest country in the world, and I've been overseas, and I know that it's true. It doesn't excuse the fuck shit that we go through and that we're perpetrating right now.
Just because it's great don't mean it can't be improved. It ain't perfect. Just because you say something is great, that doesn't mean, oh, it's perfect. That means
it's not even close to being perfect. That's the sad part about the fact that it's the greatest country in the world, and it's so far away from being close to even good, per se. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, that's an indictment on the human condition, on human beings. That you can say that this country is the best that we can do. Hell, no wonder the aliens want to come take it from us. Next one. Okay. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I know. That's what I'm laughing.
Minorities, black people, us.
Us, we need to be more unified. I mean, we have, through time, through the course of history, we have become so disengaged. I mean, we just don't. So many things are happening to us because we don't stick together. We just don't stick together. We need to stick together more. You know, each one teach one. We need to be helping each other along more as a whole race. I mean, you know, everybody's so quick to say, like, well, you know, we don't have this because of that, we don't have that. All of that might be true. But right now, where we at right now, if we stick together more as a race, as a group of people, we could get a lot further along than we are now. I mean, we could at least try to. We can't go back in time and reverse.
That's not gonna happen.
We're gonna have to try to. We got to do better. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable just to say it's not gonna happen. So don't worry about it.
You want me to lie to you?
That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. I don't accept that.
I know, I'm trying. You keep up the good fight. It's not going to happen. I want it to happen. Listen, everybody listen to the show. Welcome all these people on the phone lines. All my first-time callers, because I got some new numbers. I'm getting to 404-667 next. That's my next call. Listen, all you good people tuning in to the show, don't think that I don't want us to get it together, because I really want us to get it together. I do. I promise you I do. I swear on everything I love, I do. But the sad and simple truth is, when I look at it from the steps we're taking to get it together, I can't do nothing but come up with, I can only keep it 100 and come up with, it's not going to happen. Because we're not taking any steps to make it happen. See, in order for shit to change, you got to enforce and enact change. You got to change. But I don't see shit changing. So why do you want me to sit here on the show and say, we're going to get it together? No, the fuck we ain't. No, we ain't. It's going to get even worse from where I'm sitting. Yeah.
Well, just like you were saying about the little homies that was like running around the amusement park or whatever, you know, acting all book wild. They were acting like that because they didn't have nobody to teach them for whatever reason. Their mama didn't teach them. Their daddy didn't teach them. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere. I mean, you know, I just refuse to believe that kids just pop out, you know, being like, you know, bad as damn hell and just cussing and all this other kind of stuff. Somewhere went wrong. So, okay, well, if mom and daddy's not doing it, then maybe uncle, cousin, you know, the neighbor next door. You know, be proactive. If you see something, I'm not saying that it's just your responsibility to pull all those little kids aside and be like,
Shay, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, though. Do you realize that?
As long as you have a negative attitude about it, it's not going to happen. Of course.
Shay, I see. I was waiting for you to say that. Hold on, everybody. I'm 404, I'm coming to you next. I was waiting for you to say that right there. And let me tell you why.
If you don't think it into being, it will never be into being. You gotta first think that it's possible for it to be possible. You ever done something that you never thought you could?
Yes, I'm doing it right now. Welcome to K100.
Okay, then. But at one time you thought it was possible. You had to first have that vision. You had to first have an idea. If you don't think it possible, it'll never be possible.
What I'm trying to tell you is, Shay, at the same time while I'm sitting here telling you I don't think it's ever going to happen, I'm also a person that's an active participant in trying to make the change at the same time. I'm a mentor. I coach little kids. I coach little league basketball.
Then stop talking negative. Then stop being negative. Don't say that.
Are you going to finish my fucking statement or are you going to what? What are you going to do? Are you going to let me finish?
That's your fucking statement.
My point is, Shay, that I am fighting an uphill battle. And I'm fighting an uphill battle that I can't even see the top of the mountain, let alone get through the thick brush that I'm walking through. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. This doesn't affect my actions in society. I still have shows on K100 that I try to enlighten and empower my people. I still make music like that empowers my people and positive music for my people. I still volunteer. I vote. I take care of. I do all the shit to fix this shit. But what the fuck I'm telling you, Shay, and everybody listening to my goddamn voice, is there's not enough of us doing it. That is evident. That's undeniable. It's fact. No matter what the fuck I do.
I agree there's not enough of us doing it. That's what I'm saying. You ask me what's wrong with us. And I'm telling you, I'm acknowledging this is what's wrong with us.
Listen, I'm trying to
you
fix
ask
it.
The question, I'm giving you the answer.
No, don't think we're still in this fucking show and they act like, oh, we getting it together. No, the fuck we ain't. We fucking up, niggas and niggas and black folks. We are failing. It's no different from when I give Obama a fucking C on his goddamn presidency. Yes, I voted for him. I want him to succeed, but he still gets a fucking C, not an A. Paul for the course. So, it's about me keeping the 100 and giving you the facts. As it stands, we are not progressing. Things are not changing. They are getting worse. It's just a true statement. It's called keeping it 100. Even though I do everything, all of my acts are contrary to what the fuck I want to happen. What I see and what I know to be fact is what I just told you. Period.
And it also has to do with attitude. I still say you got to think it. And that's
listen,
great, the things that you're doing. Now, that's great what you're doing. It needs to be, more people need to do that. People need to do that. I'm not saying you're doing something wrong. It's just that more people need to do that. More people need to be more involved.
Better, Shay, my attitude or my actions? My actions dictate I want change. My actions dictate that I have hope. But listen to me. I am a believer in the truth. I put the truth out there. I'm a believer in keeping it 100. Fact
right.
of the matter.
When people hear you saying that, they don't know what you do behind closed doors or whatever. People hear you saying that, I'm like, well, see, he even said it ain't going to help. What the hell I'm going to go do something for?
Right after I said that, I just told you all the good things that I do and positive things that I push forward to try and enhance my people. So either you can do what most people do is halfway listen and pick and choose what you wanted to hear or hear what the fuck I just said. I'm not here to goddamn make you do either one, but I gave you both sides of the coin. You get it? Now, when I say that, I say it's not going to happen because people are not doing anything to make it happen. Not enough of us are. Some of us are, but not enough of us are. And until I see that, Shay, I'm going
to
say it's not going to happen.
You really have the same point. All I said, I'm saying the same thing you said. Only difference is my attitude is different. You're saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying it needs to happen.
You said I need to change my attitude. I need to fix my attitude is perfect. My attitude is in conjunction with the truth.
I don't need to change your attitude.
Should speak louder than words. So I'm actually fixing it more than I am hindering it, but just by telling it how it is. Trust me. Trust me and believe that. That's just it. Last one. Well, white people. What do you feel about white people? You got two more. White people and religion. What do you feel about white people?
White people, I think that half of the white people are ignorant to the fact that excuse me. I think that half of the white people are in denial and are ignorant to the fact that, you know, racism is still alive. I mean, I think some people think that, oh, that was so long ago. That doesn't affect anything. Okay, you know, World War II was so long ago too, but it's still affecting people. I mean, just because something happened a long time ago doesn't mean it doesn't have residual effects. You can't just expect people to forget, or just because, you know, we're not enslaved in chains right now, that doesn't mean that there's still some forms of slavery not being taken place. And, you know, as far as, and the other half, I think, are hidden racists. I mean, in some respect, I would rather you just be racist right to my face, because then I know how to deal with you, I know how I can take you, than for that sidewise, you know, them slick-ass comments that people make and shit like that. I can't stand that. If you gonna be away, be 100 with yours. Come to me to my face and be racism. Just come out and call me a damn nigger if you want to. But don't do that old sideways shit, and, you know, and I'm like in the back of my mind trying to like halfway guess, are you really racist? Are you really trying to be cool or whatever? Don't do that shit. I can't stand that.
Okay. Religion. And then 404 is on deck. Religion. What do you
religion,
think?
I'm not a fan of organized religion. I mean, all these different little branches, all these different little entities, groups or whatever, you know, having all these different religious branches, you know, whatever it be, Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever. I mean, if this all, if they all believe in God, when what we need all these different little branches for? Why we got to have all these little particular rules that you got to do this and you got to do that and you can't do this? That's just bullshit. Just erase all that, wipe all that out, and we'll just say believers in God. I mean, if you're going to believe in God, that's what it is. We don't need no religion. We don't need all this other stuff. That's just extra. Just all that is just confusing people.
See, the thing about that shit, and you know what? Here I come, 446, next caller. I still got plenty of time. And I got other people on the phone, but I'm still going to get, you know, I take all my calls. Now, don't get it twisted. But you're next, 404, and you've been waiting for a minute. So here I come. But the thing about that, Shay, is when you say you just want to believe in God, I know it would be great if all human beings, there was one religion, and we all believed in a deity that created us and all that. But see, you can't, it's really kind of impossible, and because, how can I put it? It's impossible because the reason why we have religion is because everybody kind of catered it to the moment, to the time, to fit their...
Oh, yeah, I know why.
Right.
For me, it's like, it's just bullshit. Just take it, just tear it all apart. I don't even support all that stuff.
But you still, if you're going to believe in God, then God has to have some kind of... the thing about it is God has to have some kind of, like, word. If you just believe in God... You can't have millions, billions of people on the planet just believing in something without no kind of word. That's why you have books like the Quran and the Bible. See, you can't have the.
It's all collective though, but people have like taken little bits of what that's convenient for them, and you know that's what I mean by people branching off. Is like, okay, you know, you got the Muslims that only believe in the Quran, you know, and you got Christians that only believe in the Bible. There's so much, you know, to compile together to make the whole mass of. You know, religion, you know, or, you know, one belief in God. I mean, and then each little group wants to totally negate what the other little group, and it's just a mess.
But because of the way things panned out for human beings, we believed in worshiping things in God and the whole idea and the notion of God before we could write. You feel me? We believed in that before we could. People were worshiping idols and things and all kinds before we could even record history. Right, before you could even record history. You feel me? So since we had the belief in something that we could never, you know, we may pass it down in tradition from tribe to tribe or whatever, but then tribes break up, tribes go to war, and then people believe what they want to believe in. And then before we even had recorded history, we had the belief in that. So...
Now people's beliefs are based on convenience. In my opinion, now people's beliefs are based on convenience. It's like, you know, whatever is more convenient for you, whatever you feel like that this is good for you, okay, well, I'm going to go be on a part of this right here. Okay, well, this right here, I don't like what they're saying. I'm going to go be a part of that. What is that? What you picking and choosing religion now? It's like grocery shopping?
At some point, maybe. Stand by. Stand by. 446-67. Thanks for calling K100 Internet Radio. What's popping?
Yo, what's good? This is from Naptown here.
Naptown, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You in the A though?
Familiar with Indy?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've never been to Indianapolis, but I know a couple of homeboys that's from there. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty gangster, actually. I heard in some of the hood.
Where's
parts.
Your location?
I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm on the south side of Atlanta, called Clayton County.
All right, I used to live in Atlanta. Decatur.
Right. Okay, well, I see your 404 number. That's why I was like, I thought you were calling from Atlanta because of your prefix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for calling the show. You can give your name or you don't have to, but I don't think you ever called the show, but welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just be give your name or just be caller? It's up to you.
Zero's the name.
Zero,
I'm
okay.
I'm doing the
up?
Format of the show. It's kind of like a call-in event.
Yeah. For the most part, what we have on Mondays, what we have is a day that you can call in and vent about anything. But what we want to keep it on topic tonight. You feel
mm-hmm.
me on what we're talking about. And so for episode 192, all right, we're talking about the truth, how the truth can be offensive. So I got a series of questions I'm going to ask you, and I want you to answer them honestly. If we only have the only rule I have on my show is there are no rules except just keep it 100. Tell how you really honestly feel. Right.
Right.
All right. Question number one. Are you the type of person, do you lie? Do you lie? If it's not the truth, then it's a lie. Even if it's an exaggerated little small white lie, it is a lie. Do you lie if you think it will hurt someone's feelings, or do you keep it 100? Do you tell the truth at all times?
Man, that's a difficult one. I would say I have kind of downplayed the truth. I got a bit of a lawyer streak in me, I guess. I'm good at spinning things sometimes. Let's see. I tend not to out blatantly lie about things, but I do go about addressing things in indirect ways.
Indirect ways. Do you do that? Why not the direct approach? Why not?
Yeah, sometimes you don't need a hammer for what a scalpel can do, really. It's all about discretion.
Uh-huh. So you think using the discretion, of course, if you've never heard the show, I walk around with a big hammer and a mallet and a sledgehammer. It's my mantra. You know, people call me an asshole for it. People call me extra for it. But I do keep a scalpel in my back pocket in case of emergencies. Like if I need this scalpel, it's going to keep me out of jail or keep me breathing. So I will. Mm-hmm. I keep one on deck, but for the most part, I display the mallet, I display the sledgehammer, and I give it to you uncut with no chaser. Still drink like this tequila that I'm not chasing right now. Yeah, so that's how it is. And I understand people who take your stance, all right? Mm-hmm. I get people like you. We need people like you. I need people like you on my staff, because I need people like you on my staff to talk to the people that I really don't want to talk to. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm the on-air personality. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right.
You got that brutally honest, frank personality.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm actually, as much as I hate that fat fuck, I'm actually a lot like Rush Limbaugh. The only difference is, the difference between me and Rush and me and Glenn Beck is their view of shit is totally contorted to me. But then again, my view of shit is totally contorted to them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're both same soul. We both have the same soul and same spirit. Question number two. When was the last time the truth got you into trouble or an altercation when you just told the truth and it backfired on you?
A lot of times, basically when I get into conversations with people and you tell the truth and they don't like what you're about, that gets on their nerves and whatnot.
Uh-huh. What was something that you said that people got offended about? I got mad about?
Basically, some of the stances I've taken in regards to my political views, how I think of men and women, et cetera, controversial issues.
Okay. What would be a political blue? Let's say 90% of my audiences are black people in between the ages of 25 and 40. That's my demographic on my show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all these people that's on my phone line, all these people listening to my show and that subscribe to my podcast, that's who you're talking to right now. What would be mm-hmm. some political point of view that you think that you could say that they would find offensive? But if you just tell the truth, it's how you really see it. What do you think? Even if it's just brutal truth about it.
Be brutally honest.
How do you feel about welfare, for instance?
Welfare, man. I think welfare replaced the man in the household. I think it's doing the black community more harm than good right now.
Uh-huh. You think
I can understand. I can understand if it's used as a contingency, but the way it's being used basically as like a surrogate dad.
Mm-hmm. So all of these women who they don't have the guys. What's done is done. The guy's not there. He's gone. Welfare is here. These women are here with kids, children, innocent children. They have no way to provide for them. They they just lazy. If they just lazy motherfuckers. Okay, let's just say they're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, these kids live with this woman, and you know you can't get welfare. You can only get a small amount if you don't have kids. When you have kids involved, you get more stamps, more assistance, more housing. And, you know, because you got kids, and the kids are innocent. They didn't ask to be here, but they're here. Are you saying that it's doing us less justice when we actually try to find a way to provide a halfway decent existence for these kids?
No, it's not really about what we really should be doing is trying to figure out ways to get the father back into the house home and see if we can get two sources of income.
Uh-huh.
This welfare, it's basically a Band-Aid solution to a problem that's way more severe.
Uh-huh. You know, Gerald, you know how sometimes when you get cut or you get
yeah.
or you Say like if you shoot someone with a shotgun, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the pellets spread, and the pellets hit all over their body. When you address the wound, you're gonna have to tape up a lot of different sections because the pellets would one even though one weapon was shot, it scattered and caused multiple wounds. That's kind of what happened when you brung into the way black people and the way a lot of minorities were treated by the greater population, which are the white people, which are the majority in this country. And when they shot the shotgun of slavery, it had reverberating effects. One of those effects being a lack of access to education that trickled down. I'm not making excuses for people because there are a lot of opportunities, but I say that to say this. You say that we need to get some of these guys back into the household. But then I could also on the flip side of that say, look, we've got a very big disproportionate amount of black men in prison for various things. Some things they should be in prison for. Some things they should maybe have went to jail for a small amount of time for and should have been out by now. But the thing is, we also have a system that follows you around and doesn't let you get retribution, which means if I sold drugs because I didn't have a father in my life and I was a young kid growing up and I got caught selling drugs at 18, but now I'm 28 and I'm trying to find a job and I've actually changed my ways and I want to find a job, we have a system in place that was made by white people that says when I was 18, that still matters. So now I can't.
I definitely understand you.
Right.
I definitely think there should be some. I definitely think there should be some sort of stipulation that lets people off for nonviolent offenses, and at some point they get reintegrated into the broader society. Like it they just wipe it clean.
Right. I've had a show about that. I just wanted to just give you an outtake on how everything is just not black and white when it comes down to welfare. And us as a people in general, black people. But we're going to ask you a specific question about that in a minute. Question number three. Tell me the truth. You said something about your views on women. Tell me the truth. Tell me a truth about the opposite sex that you think women always lie about.
Because I think women in general on a lot of bullshit that they don't check each other on.
Like what?
Like when they tell dudes thing is getting on my nerves. When they tell dudes they want a good man, most of them really don't. They ain't really checking for the good dudes. They want a dude for where they are at the moment. And most of them kind of grow into that, and they want a good dude, but it's too late. Like all the good dudes are like, they with other women. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. So you think that, let me see if I'm getting this straight. You think women lie when they say they want a good man? Well, maybe depending on the age that they are. I think a lot of women in their late 30s or something, they may want a quote-unquote good man. But at the same time, not even them, because they say they want a good man, but then they never look into places where the good man be. Or they have stipulations where they say, I want a good man, but I want him to have a big dick. Or I want a good man, and I want him to have money. Oh, what a good man. You know what I'm saying? And he has to look a certain way. Very hypocritical. Very, very, very hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? Well, us guys, we're like, shit, I want a fine-ass motherfucker, bad bitch. Hey, no pull no punches with us. We don't lie about it. I think you're onto something, Gerald. I think when women say they want a quote-unquote good man, they really wouldn't know one if it fucking slapped them in the face. I'm with you, homie. I think that's a very big lie a lot of women tell themselves and society. Question number four, and this is a multiple questions. We only got a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm not going into overtime. If you are listening to the show, real quick, you got about 1 minute. The internet portion of the show stops in about 1 minute. Mm-hmm. If you listen to me at blogtalkradio.com, you guys have got to call in on the phone line to hear the conclusion of the show. 347-934-0966, 347-934-0966. If you're not on the phone lines in the next 52 seconds, what my clock says, you won't be able to hear the last portion of the show. So we're going to go ahead and finish these questions. But you got to call on the phone lines because, as you well know, the internet portion of the show stops streaming at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is in about 40-something seconds. 347-934-0966. Now, back to my homie right here on the line. So now question number four is a multi-part question, and it's how do you really feel about gays, America, minorities, white people, and religion? By the way, are you black or white?
I'm black.
You're black?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I would have almost betted this last shot of tequila that I got that you were white. You ever get told you sound like a white guy? Yeah, you sound like a white guy. I thought you were white.
Oh, man. People have been telling me that since I was little. Like, you talk proper. Hell no. Okay.
Just to check, Key. Hey, Key, does he sound like a white guy or is it just me?
No, he did not sound white. I knew he was black when you asked that question.
Ah, I was wrong. Michigan girl, white or black?
Black.
Shay, white or black? Oh, who am I asking? Never mind.
Shut up. Actually, I thought he was somebody that I knew when he said the name, and I kept listening, and I was like, oh, no, that's not his voice. I thought it was black, but I thought it was somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, Gerald, I'm sorry. You're just a very proper talking black person. Excuse me. But anyway.
You're eloquent as well, man.
Yeah, but I just use the word nigga too much to even be considered. Because I'd be jumped in dead. I'd have a million death threats if I talk how I really talk. Also, I say you know what I'm saying too much. Another trait when I'm black. Okay. What? It's the truth. All of us too much. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah, I say it. So what? Fuck you. All right, so, Joe, how do you really feel about gays?
About gays, feel they should be able to do their own thing, but I just hate when they put it in your face, like when they go into the parades and I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it. That's just annoying to me for some reason.
You know, everybody takes that stand with the gays. It's like we only had one person said, I don't care what they do, blah blah blah. But so everybody's like, I don't really care, they don't bother me, but I just don't like to. I don't want to see it. Like, I mean, it's really kind of being hypocritical when you say you don't really care what they do, but then you say you don't like it when they put it on display.
I don't care what they do behind closed doors. I think there's a certain amount of there's a way you conduct yourself in public that you just don't cross that line, and they're just way too flamboyant, I guess.
Yeah, but do you get offended if you see a guy, two guy and a girl, you know, give each other a kiss sitting at the bench on the park, sitting at the park on the bench? Would you get offended if you see a guy kiss his girlfriend right there? You wouldn't care, would you? Honestly.
I probably wouldn't care. I mean, I haven't seen it too many times.
But if you see two men do it, you're going to have an issue with it, right?
It depends on how they go about it. If they're just being, I guess if they're doing it in such a theatrical way, I guess it would be like, hey. But if they just do it discreetly.
Okay.
I'm all about discretion.
Okay. All right. More of a social conservative, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Republican?
No, I'm independent.
Independent. Who'd you vote for in the last election for president?
I voted for Obama, but I'm having buyer's remorse.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just not feeling him on a lot of his policies.
I'm gonna vote for Obama again. I voted for him, but like I said, not had my show on him. I'm giving him a C as a whole. I'm giving him a C as a whole. He's not, but I mean, if I gotta pick him or Sarah Palin, best believe I'm fucking running to the polls.
Right, it was the hype. It seemed like he was the second coming of Jesus. I'm like, damn, you gotta vote for this nigga.
I can't believe that. No, if you're the type of person who actually knows how our political system works. And you don't believe that the president has more power than he really does have, if you know everything must, in fact, go through Congress and the Senate also, then you really shouldn't have been that hyped on him. That was unrealistic. That's people who don't know how the political process really works.
But my hype came from the fact that he was a black man, and I had never seen anything, no campaign to his his extent.
Yeah, he had the best campaign in modern history, but that doesn't change the fact that if he wants to change something, he has to go through Congress and the Senate.
True.
Doesn't change that. How do you feel about America?
America's going through a sore spot right now. I got a love-hate thing with America. I think all black people got a love-hate relationship with America. Like, black people serve in the militaries and out of disproportionate numbers, we're like one of the most represented groups, yet we kind of have this duality where we're like, fuck America, and we're like, no other country we'd rather be in.
That's true. I'm like that. I'm like. Look, my thing is, I know America is better than most countries on the planet. I haven't been to every one, but I've been to 13 different ones, and the 13 different ones I've been to, I like this one the best. Okay. The only place I came close to even comparing to the level of just social structure and infrastructure and just the way they run things is Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
You know what I mean? I could live in Canada. It's about the only place that I've ever visited that I could live in besides America. So if the shit hits the fan here, that's my next destination. I couldn't live nowhere in Europe. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Mexico. I can't live in those places. They're just fucked up. So, they just fucked up like that. And so my thing with America is it's the best, but it's nowhere near perfect. And so I don't pull any punches. I call out the bullshit about this country at any given moment. I will not say that it's perfect. It's not even close to perfect. It's really fucked up, but it is in fact better than most of these other countries. But that doesn't change the bullshit. Okay,
that's your patriotic duty, right?
Yeah. I mean, what would I really be an American if I didn't do it?
Yeah.
Right. What do you want me to do? I'm an American. It's what we do. So don't get
bitch about
mad
shit.
At me. Yeah, don't get mad at me when I don't just accept the shit as status quo and we're good. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Minorities, what do you feel about us, black people?
You said minorities. I didn't know you said black people.
Well, I said us, but you picked minorities. I didn't get specific.
I guess.
You can go ahead and pick one, though. I just said... If you know what, you can pick.
I'm gonna try to go after both.
Okay.
I greatly admire the Chinese and the Jamaicans and the other African immigrants.
Uh huh.
As far as African Americans, I know I'm gonna get slapped with the self hate card, but I'm gonna call it what it is. Niggas are fucked up.
Huh.
We are fucked up. I was listening to some of your stuff like that, and I definitely see it within my own generation. I'm a relatively young guy myself, 20.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, the generation, how old are you?
I'm 33, 34.
Okay. Yeah, it's
somewhere around there.
Yeah, things are pretty much going to get progressively worse.
So you see what I see. Not that you want
somewhat.
It to get worse. I don't want it to get worse, but I'm looking at it unfold in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
And it hurts me.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. Prepare for the worst and I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I'm just a realist and I know what I see. And I see it going downhill. So I'm like, it's going downhill. Like it or love it. But
yeah.
I try.
And that's the thing I don't like about black folks. I guess this would tie it to the women thing. Is that why do women say things like my child, whenever their child fucks up in life, they say something like the daddy wasn't there, my child need a male role model. Shouldn't the role model be the father?
Yeah, but everybody, what if the father's doing 20 years in prison? What if the father is a fucking alcoholic? What if the father is just a deadbeat dad who never even comes around in the first place? You can't change that fact.
I think it's about choices, though. If you pick a good man, you don't have to worry about the role model.
They're all fucked up on that. That's why I have a real big problem with child support. Because at the end of the day, bitch, you choose to fuck that sorry ass nigga. Now don't get the motherfucking guy. Don't try and go to the motherfucking white people for help. Bitch, you choose to fuck them. And you choose to get pregnant. Not only did you choose to get pregnant, bitch, you chose to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, handle that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel. That's why I have an issue with child support. And not that I advocate deadbeat fathers, but bitch, you got pregnant by a deadbeat nigga. Now it's on you. Don't go asking for the system for help. Bitch, get two jobs. Hey, you fucking
right.
Deadbeat nigga. That was your choice.
I mean, my mom, she did it all alone.
Right.
I mean, my parents were together married, but
right.
That thing went south. But still, though, that's not the case for the vast majority of black communities. It's just like, a girl fucks her boyfriend, gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Boyfriend leaves because he wasn't the type of responsible dude in the first place.
Yeah. So that goes on a lot. And so there's a lot of things that I feel like us as black men, we get a lot of blame for being deadbeat fathers, and rightfully so, because if you're a deadbeat father, you are one. But it's lopsided when it comes down to the way society views the choice that the woman made, too. She made the fucking
sure.
choice. She fucked that guy, too. She brought that mm-hmm. fucking baby to the situation, too. And she's the motherfucker who controls the sick. She got the pussy. She the one who ultimately, you know, ultimately decides when and if he gets the pussy.
Women don't realize how much power the pussy is in the pussy. Pussy's more powerful than money.
She fucked up and gets pregnant by the wrong motherfucker. She's got 10 times the blame because it's her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
She made the choice to fuck him. It's even worse on her. It's an indictment on the guy, but it's 10 times the indictment on the motherfucking woman who got pregnant by that guy. Because she
mm-hmm.
had it. It's her pussy. She had control of the situation. White people. What do you think about white people?
There's good and there's bad. I kind of agree with a lot of the statements some other callers made about white people being sly and making comments. Hate it or love it, we're gonna be with white people. We always gonna be with white people. That's our destiny, I guess. We gotta learn how to get along.
You gotta learn how to play the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I think a lot of black people don't understand how to play the system. Now we're gonna be here. This notion. I see some of these black guys, El Shabazz, brother Muhammad, Mufasa, Mustafa, whatever the fuck, and they get on these rants on these shows and my blog talks that I got some of them, and they sit here and they try and justify taking the country back. Taking this motherfucker. Listen, motherfucker, you don't understand. You trying to get us all killed. Now, they will kill all of us before they let
right.
that happen. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, them niggas ain't going nowhere with
right,
that
right.
shit.
That's not happening, nigga. So you can preach all that goddamn, it's a war in the streets and all that militant shit. Like, you really finna go to war with these motherfucking white people? And you can die with the rest of them. I, on the other hand, I take the more direct, indirect approach when it comes to dealing with them. I find ways to fuck them over and using their own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way to do it. It's the best way to pimp the fuck out of these motherfuckers and find loopholes within their own fucked up ass system and find a way to get over on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want black people to understand and learn. You gotta learn how to fuck the system because that's all they do. They fuck the system themselves. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You know how long it was before black people realized you could fucking file bankruptcy, and once we found out, they stopped letting you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's fucking amazing. Religion. Last one. What do you think about religion?
My views on religion. I'm surprised there's so many black people who took anti-religion stances. I'm not particularly fond of religion, but I grew up in a religious family, I guess. My grandmother was a preacher, and all her sons, except my dad, grew up to be bishops of churches.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I think religion is a distraction from what people should be doing in the present on earth. You know, I think we should basically live our lives dedicated. I guess my religion would be humanism, I guess, that we should live our lives to better improve the planet rather than, you know, on some spiritual shit like
right.
78 virgins or some shit like that.
Uh-huh. You believe mm-hmm. in heaven? Do you believe in heaven and hell?
I don't know. This is one of the things that really pisses me off. People who haven't even been there or know shit about it talk like they've actually been there. And how do you know that anything's real? If you don't know, shut the fuck up. unless you went to heaven
and had a conversation.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been called an atheist because I said that before. Of course, I'm not an atheist. I actually do believe in God. I do believe in creationism, in a form of creationism, not just the way people are presented to me ironclad. You feel
me? Some white guy in a beard planting bones on the earth or some shit like that, and dinosaurs and cavemen together don't make sense.
I believe in creationism. But I don't necessarily believe in organized religion, and it's difficult taking that stand because I'm the son of a preacher. Okay, so you know, full disclosure to everybody that's on the phone lines who didn't know that, but I'm looking at the phone lines. There's only not too many people left, and probably two people who didn't know that. You and one other person.
You inherited the priest pitch. You got that charisma.
That's what someone told me that recently. It was like, you know, you would be a hell of a preacher if you believed the stuff that you would be preaching. Some of it, I just couldn't really be an actual preacher in a church because honest to God, conflicting views about some of the things that I would actually be telling people. So I probably could never be it. More greater chance of me being some sort of a motivational speaker of some sorts. But the spirit of that, yes. When people meet my mother, they say, now I know where you get it from. You know what I'm saying? What I do here at K100. Long story short, my thing with it is, like I've said before on the show tonight, and I'll say again, I'm nowhere even close to being an atheist. The people who know me, because atheists don't pray, and I pray daily. You know what I'm saying?
So you're more like a spiritualist.
Right. What I pray to, and I don't want to say he because I don't even think it is a he. You feel me? I don't think it, the entity, the deity, the thing which is God, the universe which is God, necessarily can be confined to say he. That's the dick of a man who actually put that word in the Bible. He. You feel me? Because you want to say he because you would never say she because you wanted she to be beneath you, so I don't even know if it's a he. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. We don't know at all. We're just guessing.
Right. But the it of God, the entity, the deity, the existence of God, wholeheartedly I believe in. And I would like to know, of course, the actual ironclad yes and no truth. But since I am a consummate reader of history, and you know what I'm saying, just a person whose intellect won't allow him to deny the obvious, there are just too many questions and too many things that I just can't accept to be fact when it comes down to just organized religion. So I'm kind of stuck out there, even though I was born and raised in a Christian household, and there are some aspects of the Christian faith that I hold dear, and I'm actually glad that they're around. Much like my argument that I had earlier with one of my other callers, I'm actually glad that the Ten Commandments are around. Because if you could make every person on the planet live by the Ten Commandments, period, you would have a better planet. Period. Point blank. Even if the Ten Commandments didn't even come from God, even if Moses made that shit up and he went up there and chiseled that shit on those stone tablets his goddamn self, I don't give a shit. If you could make every person on the planet live by the Ten Commandments and the Ten Commandments alone, we would still be better off. The problem is that's fucking impossible. You know what I'm saying? You can never make this control and make this many people abide by that. In order to make that many people do that, you have to afford the same opportunities for all of them, and that's not the world we live in. All right, Gerald, thanks for calling the show, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right, I had fun with you guys tonight. I really did enjoy this show. I had a lot of people on the phone lines, even though the new people didn't really talk that much. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, I guess, I didn't get to their phone lines, but, you know, membership has the privileges. I get to my K1. I actually don't even really pick K100 faithful over anyone else, if y'all don't know that. I actually go by the order in which you call. So you could be a K100 faithful person, but if you call at 9:45, you might not get on the show. Y'all, you might have to wait or whatever. I actually go in order. But to everybody who did call for the first time, thanks. I really appreciate it. To everybody that's listening to me, via the internet, and now you're catching the podcast, or you're just now listening to the podcast, thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. The show is really about the truth. Of course, you've seen my truth tonight and the truth of other callers. I went back and forth with some people about it, but it's also the truth and what you feel is the truth. At the end of the day, I want you guys to realize that telling the truth and keeping it 100, even when it's not the politically correct thing, even when it's not necessarily the right thing to do, per se, it's not, you know, you want to have some kind of coof, I guess you could say, about yourself. At the end of the day, if you go with the truth and if you offend the person or whatever, I think two things are going to happen. A, that's going to nip any problems that could possibly form from a lie in the bud. And B, people will respect you more. You will become, you'll get like one of my callers earlier, Keith said, you'll get that tag of saying, oh, she's just like that. He's just like that. Well, you know what? I'd rather be the person that they say that about, you feel me, than a follower or a liar or a fake motherfucker. K1's Internet Radio. I'm out. Thanks for tuning in.